All right. Hey, everybody. What's up?
Yo! Why am I off screen?
Okay, so,
Did you zoom it in or something?
It might be zoomed in. You can check.
Yeah, it was zoomed in.
That would do it.
So now it needs to be adjusted over this direction now. It isn't going to work.
Oh, no. Why?
Oh,
why is that one...
Actually, take the camera and move it. Like, touch the actual camera. Scoot it.
Uh-huh.
A little bit more. A little bit more.
God, Jesus Christ.
A little bit more. No, that's fine. So the camera may have fallen.
Oh, did it?
Twice.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. Yeah, I may have knocked it over twice.
Well, if you need to get into that closet for any reason, I can see how
well, that's possible. Once was Thursday, after Colby plays games. Mm-hmm. I'm actually surprised you didn't notice, because I yelled a string of obscenities as it was falling. I think you were peeing while it was happening.
And then, I was also drunk.
I, like, set it up really quick, and then no one... You didn't notice, so you're going to have to...
Oh, God.
Now you've done it. A little bit lower.
That's right?
It's a little lower.
No, that's right.
It's fine. That works. It's fine.
We're good.
It's good, man.
I know, because you can't see my nipples.
So it's better.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Technically, it is a little higher than it used to be.
Oh, I'm going to kill you.
The top of the Pokemon poster was in the middle of our logo. And technically, you shouldn't be able to see the Titan at all.
Destiny.
I mean, you can believe it.
You
it's fine.
Are the
it's
worst.
Fine. It's fine. No one's gonna care. That's good. Right there. Perfect. It's a little high, but that's fine. We could be short. It's fine.
Like right there.
I think you moved it up higher than it was. A little lower. A little lower. A little lower. Yeah. Right there. Right there. Perfect. That's exactly where it was last week.
Cool.
It's exactly it. Is your nipples in it?
Nope.
Okay, we're good, man.
We're good. Look at that.
Yeah, I changed around some posters.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. We also got a new friend back there on the bed. Do you notice?
No.
It's pretty. It's pretty obvious.
Is it the dog?
The dog?
That's not the Pikachu. Is it the Pikachu?
It's the giant Pikachu.
Oh, is that it?
It's the giant Pikachu. It's huge.
Yeah, that thing's pretty big.
Yeah, it's twice the size of everything else on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's massive. Yeah, I got that yesterday from my parents, and it's a lot of fun. You know? Look at that. For some reason, like, the last three or four times I've gone over to my parents, which has been frequent, I've gotten junk back. Like, we've organized junk at their house.
Mm.
Like, I've taken back childhood things that I had there, or I've taken stuff... That, like, I want, that they don't want anymore, or I've just helped them get rid of garbage. And that Pikachu was one of the things that my brother had, and he had no need for it. I'm like, you know how good that's going to look back there behind us? Because it's...
You can barely even see it.
It's fat Pikachu.
It's just literally, it's my parrot on my
stream. Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah. It's going to look real good on my stream. Look at it. Well, you can't see it. So never mind. It's terrible. But look at that. It's fat.
That's a big old.
That's before they body shamed Pikachu right there.
Yeah.
Because now he's all slim and stuff.
Now he's slim and moving around and quickety quick and spickety spick.
But he used to be fat.
Yeah.
He used to be a big fat rat mouse. And he was fine.
He was fine.
Yeah.
He was still nimble.
They didn't need to slim him down.
They did, though.
They fat shamed him. You know what else changed in here? You can name anything else?
No.
No, no, it's anything.
No
differences. I mean, I think one should be fairly obvious because one wasn't in this room. Well, actually, one thing's brand new. One thing moved from another room, and then several things were reorganized. Actually, I'm wrong. There are two things that are brand new that were never in here before.
Well, Alf has never been there.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't count. But yes, that is true. He is new.
That's a new poster.
Okay, you got that one, yeah?
That one's old. Moved there, though.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
That one's always been there?
Yep, those two are the brand new ones.
Oh, okay.
Those two are brand new.
But it's old because there's a rip.
Yeah, that's old. I used to have that in my bedroom.
Right.
Yeah. When I was living at home. Yep. Okay.
That was there.
Nope.
No?
It was in here, but it was not there.
Huh. Well, Destiny was always there.
Destiny was always there. Yeah, you got that one. Thing.
There's new things?
No, the two new things are there.
Oh, okay.
And that poster, it moved. There's another poster that wasn't in this room that is now.
Pokemon one?
That Pokemon one?
No.
That one over there?
Yeah.
No, that's all the same.
I have no idea.
Majora's Mask used to be there. And Pokemon.
That one?
Yeah,
used to be there.
Yeah, these two swap places. Yeah.
No, they didn't.
They did.
No, they did not.
100% did, yeah. Yeah. And there was a How to Train Your Dragon poster up there.
That's what it was.
But we placed it with Mario, because no one likes How to Train Your Dragon anyway.
Weird.
And then there's one other thing that's new in here. Can you? You should be able to name it, because it wasn't in this room at all. It was somewhere else in my house.
That thing.
Yeah, the thing right next to you. Good job, man. Thing. Yeah, yeah. It's another Destiny poster. Yeah, Morris is crying because of Destiny. There you go. Hey, man, Destiny's going to be great.
Is it?
No.
Yeah, I thought it was not.
I mean, people are very excited about it.
Excited about what?
Destiny.
Why?
Because a new one comes out a week from Tuesday and everyone...
Like Destiny 3 or a
no.
new
update? No, of course not. Okay. Destiny Forsaken is what it's called. It's the new Taken King. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm mad at it because no one plays it with me and so I kind of lost interest.
Yeah.
But then I think about that and I'm like, well, people stopped playing it for a reason. Like, we never... Like, I had a group of friends and we always played it Destiny 1. Mm-hmm. We never stopped. You know, like, it's not like, oh, I'm a father now, I'd play less video games. You know, it's just for some reason
just
we all stopped playing Destiny 2.
Suck.
Right. And so there's a reason people stop playing it, right?
Mm.
I mean,
well,
think
it started
so.
To suck.
But, like, part of me is like, hey, if I, you know, if I still had friends to play with, maybe it would be fun, and that's the reason
if
it's not
I
good.
If I still had friends.
I literally... dude, I really treat it...
I don't have friends.
Okay, I mean, I don't. So it's just rude.
Just suck it up.
I'm going to get you something to kill that fly with.
All right.
You know what? No, I'm not, because it's electrocution, and you'll zap me with it.
I will. That is a great...
I would get it for you, but you'd zap me, and I want you to zap me. So if I could trust you...
I can't.
You could get rid of the fly, but...
No, I'm not skilled enough either. That would take hours.
Dude, it's literally a tennis racket-sized electrical bug zapper.
I know what
zapper.
It is,
yeah.
And I'm not skilled enough.
Just all you got to do.
I'm very bad at tennis.
But yeah, man, Destiny Forsaken comes out a week from Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, man. Has Pinella texted you yet about being all hyped for it?
I don't think so, man. I don't know if he's hype. I don't know. He doesn't... You say I'm friends. I haven't talked to the man in 6 months.
I just told him to talk to you about something. I can't remember
why
that was via text or if that was
in real life.
I think it might have been in person.
What'd you tell him to talk to me about? And then why would you do that to me?
Yeah... Yeah, it was definitely in person. It was Friday night, and I can't remember what I said.
Okay. Maybe he won't either.
No, you know? He definitely does not.
Okay, good.
No.
You're safe, then.
Yeah, but I forget what it was about.
Damn it.
Good content.
He's your fam. Yeah, dude, we're in the unofficial fam, though.
Yeah,
don't forget, man, we're in the
That's
fam.
That's right. I forgot that existed.
We're in the fam.
Every time I see him, like, in person, I'm like, hey, man, yeah. It's not, like, a great excitement, but it's like, hey, there's a buddy. But then, as I always forget what he is.
What you need to do is just text me, like, your schedule, your
just,
your
I'm
tone
seeing
schedule.
Pinella tonight.
Yeah, and then I can wait till about 3 hours in, and then I can text you just a YouTube link.
Then I'm going to turn to him and stab him.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
You want that to happen?
Yeah, it'd be great for the show.
God.
If I could just send you like some Twitch clips of him just playing WoW, and you just see it, and you'll just,
he did mention
you'll
WoW,
just seethe with rage, yeah.
And as soon as he did, I avoided it and went on to a new topic.
I don't know anything about WoW. My brother is super excited about it. They just released a new expansion too, so it's a big deal. Luke is very excited. I don't play WoW.
I'm sure.
Do it for the Vine.
I would like it if I got into it. Because the lore of it.
I think you would.
The gameplay of it.
It's very... Well,
it just looks weird to
me. Well, and the gameplay, I think, is very simplistic.
Like, I saw him playing it that one time when we were looking at it. It looks dumb as hell.
Dude, I didn't like it because it's mostly like... Okay, so all your powers are bound to, the number keys.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you click an enemy, and then you hit the number key, and then it does the power. And, all the powers have cooldowns, and you can stack powers, and it can get really complicated.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but to me, that's...
That gameplay kind of doesn't...
It's just boring to
me.
I don't feel it, you know?
Not really.
Right. Luke literally has a mouse with, 15 buttons on it, and then he has a keyboard that has extra buttons, because all of them are set to WoW presets. He can push a button on his mouse, and it will do a series of events...
That's crazy.
He's into it. But and so if you get to that level, I'm sure it's a lot of fun, but the problem is you got to get to that level which takes a long time.
Yeah, no.
And then you also have to understand what you're doing.
I ain't
you know?
Grinding for that game.
Have they updated the graphics, or is it still the same? Well, I mean, I think they're better. They're the same graphics, but at a better resolution, if that makes sense. Like, it doesn't look photoreal at all.
No.
It still looks like WoW.
It looks like Fortnite.
Fortnite, actually, I think looks better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it does.
Just crazy.
But there's so much content in it.
I mean,
you know?
That's it.
And that's the thing. You never run out of stuff to do, and the stuff that you do like doing, you can just do it over and over again, and it's a lot of fun, you know? It's a thing. But, dude, I don't know. Destiny Man people are hyped, but I don't know who these people are. I don't know who they are. I feel like all the people who play Destiny now didn't like Destiny a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so all those people were like me, and they checked out.
Now there's a retro, whole man.
No, I don't think it's retro. I think there's a whole new group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think it's the same group of people that played Destiny 2 years ago that are still playing Destiny. I think all of us quit.
Yeah.
Like, we tried Destiny 2, and maybe we'll dip our toe into something. But I can't. It also might be fun. I feel like I'm getting robbed. That's what it feels like to me.
Robbed.
Yeah, I feel like I'm robbed. Like, so Destiny 1. Okay, vanilla, $60.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, plus the $40 expansion for the two expansions that came out of it.
Okay,
House of Wolves and The Dark Below. All right?
Sure.
So we're up to $100 for the game.
That's expensive.
Okay? Then The Taken King comes out.
So that's another
$40. A year later. The Taken King was one of its biggest faults that people hated was they did not include a standalone version of The Taken King. You had to buy Destiny The Taken King, which included the base game, the two expansions of The Taken King, for $60.
So you couldn't just buy...
If you had already bought...
Destiny
and the two expansions, you had to buy them again. There's no $40
edition. $60.
Exactly. That's why I have five Destiny discs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, okay. So we're up to what, $160?
Yes.
Okay, so $160. Then Rise of Iron comes out a year after that. That's now they did not repeat the same mistakes. They did release a standalone version. They also released a boxed version, the collection. So if you just got into Destiny, $60 gets you everything. But if you wanted just Rise of Iron, I think it was $40. So what are we at now? $200?
Yep.
Okay, so we're at $200 for base Destiny 1.
Okay.
Remember, Destiny 1 had its problems. Complained about them all the time. Destiny 2 comes out. $60 for vanilla, $40 for the two expansions, Warmind, Curse of Osiris. Okay? So I bought the expansion pass. It's another $100. So now we're at, what, $300. Okay? Lots of problems with Destiny 2.
Yes.
Clearly.
Right.
First one, Curse of Osiris, probably one of the worst games ever made for the money. Warmind, people loved Warmind. Warmind was good. I still had a lot of problems with it, especially with the fact that just there wasn't enough to do for me to get back into it. But like people like Brian, my friend Brian, he loved it. He loves Warmind. Okay? So now we're up to $300 flat. Forsaken comes out. Okay? It's another $40 expansion. So now we're up to $340. And the thing that kills me about it is that now they're adding back... I mean, there are new features. I mean, all of the destinations are new. Like, all the planets are new. They're adding, like, new multiplayer modes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But still, at its core... The gameplay, the looting, the shooting, and all that. Destiny 2 broke a lot of that stuff that Destiny 1 did right. Now they're adding all that stuff back in to Forsaken, but it's $40. So I've paid... If I bought Forsaken, which I have not...
It would be $380.
I would have paid $340.
No, because you already paid for the $40.
No, that's Forsaken. Forsaken doesn't count.
No. Okay.
Because that is the $40. So I was up to $300, right?
I think you're at $340, man.
It's $60. Plus 60, that's 120.
Yep.
Okay, plus 40 for Rise of Iron.
Plus another 60 for a Taken.
Okay, so that's where are we at?
120, 160.
That it's 320. 220. And then plus the 40
for the new Destiny, yeah.
So it's $300.
Yeah.
It's $300.
Yeah. I thought we were up to 340. That makes more sense. Let's just go $340.
$340 fucking dollars on a game.
It was 100
on two games.
$100 for both base games and the expansion. $200.
I feel like people have spent more money on other games, so I'm not gonna. It's not really
plus
that
Rise
bad,
of Iron.
But.
So Vanilla Destiny was $200 by itself.
Yes,
and then Vanilla Destiny 2 is another $100. That's three, and then Forsaken's 40. So I've spent $300. They want me to spend $340.
Gotcha.
That's what they want me to do.
Nope.
And I'm not gonna do it
because
I've already bought it once. I feel. And the thing that like gets me is that they did the same thing. Like Destiny 1 and its expansion passes weren't that great. Taken King solved all the problems. Mm-hmm. Okay, they get a free pass. Okay. Then the second time they come out, they release Destiny 1 and its expansions. It's not, or Destiny 2 and expansions not that great. So now Forsaken's going to fix all their problems. Like, how many free passes do we give them? So that's why I feel wrong.
None. End it.
Right. That's what
End
I'm
the
saying.
Relationship.
That's why I'm done.
Burn it to the ground.
That's what I'm saying. Also, they have 700 employees and two studios that assist them in making their game.
And yeah, they're just being lazy.
Like, how do you not make a good game?
They ain't just putting
with 1,000 employees.
I don't really know.
Overwatch is made with 70 people. And it's one-time payment of $60.
Pinella said that Overwatch was kind of dying out.
I mean,
Fortnite's taken over. All the streamers have played Overwatch.
If you look at Fortnite, every game's dying out compared to Fortnite. But yeah, all right, anyway. Minnis says gameplay is king over graphics. That's from 45 minutes ago. Yes, he's right, though. WoW is really old now. Why don't we just update or make WoW 2? Well, I think, because the engine works, Minnis, I think. And I'm just talking secondhand from what my brother says, but I don't think the graphics really matter to him. Like, the cinematics look cool. The characters look... They're stylized. Like, they're not great graphics, but they're stylized, you know?
They look like shit.
They do look terrible.
They're really
they
bad.
Do, but
I don't understand that.
That's like being... It's like you marry the love of your life. She just happens to be ugly, you know? People keep telling you she's ugly. Do you care? Because she's great, you know?
Sure.
It's that type of idea, I think. And yes, I do imply that the people who love WoW would marry it if they could. That is what I'm implying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no
100%. Yeah.
No diggity doubt. No diggity.
But, dude, I can't bring myself to spend that much money on a game.
Don't.
Well, and the thing is that I've actually spent double that because my son also had a copy because we like to play together. And I think the final nail in the coffin was he doesn't even turn Destiny on anymore. Like, when you can't entertain a 9-year-old,
yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Like, it was like, hey.
You know, Overwatch or fucking Fortnite, man.
He doesn't even he does play Fortnite, but like...
Can't get away.
It's like, he used to love Destiny, you know?
Yeah.
It's just...
I do recall him loving Destiny.
Yeah. And it wasn't because I loved it. He just actually liked it. He liked getting loot and getting cool things, and like, when you can't do that for a 9-year-old...
Yeah, well, when you get all the good things...
Right. Stupid, man.
Yeah, they always need to have something that no one can ever get, so you can always achieve it.
Right.
Or always strive.
Strive for something,
yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you, man.
But never get it.
Yeah. I mean,
but you can play forever.
That's
what
WoW is. Like,
right.
Luke talks about that all the time.
Like, is there a level you can get to in WoW where you just stop?
There's a power level, but there's not an armor set that is, like, good for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in Destiny, there's a serious, like, you get these three guns, you wear these perks, you can do everything like a god. And WoW, it's not that way. So there's always something you got to get.
Mm-hmm.
To do something better, so you have it, so you can do other things better, you gotta go and get it. Like, Luke doesn't have everything in the game. Like, that's crazy to me.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
That's why people play it,
I'm
assuming.
Well, and he can make real-life money in WoW.
Yes.
Like, he can buy... This is how little he cares about Destiny 2 Forsaken. He could buy it with WoW gold, because he's got so much of it.
That doesn't make sense to me.
And he still refuses to buy it. Like, he bought Destiny 2 and the expansion pass on PC with WoW gold. Like, I don't know. Like, it's crazy to me.
I don't get it, man.
Yeah, Overwatch is, quote, a dead game. It's one of those games that, you know, like, it's one of those games that people say is dead. But then you go to Twitch and, like, let's just look. Like, their All-Star game right now has 88,000 viewers, so...
Well, and was that the third most streamed game on Twitch right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the number one is Fortnite, and number two is League of Legends, and then it's Overwatch. Like, I mean, that's not a dead game.
No.
Yeah.
It's dying.
I don't even know if people really
it's
dislike,
just not number one anymore.
They added a couple new heroes that really changed the way the game is played, and a lot of people didn't like the new way. And I think they've since fixed it over the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Once people realize it's not as rage-inducing, as it used to be, I think a lot of people will come back to it. But I mean, it's one of those games that you don't have to buy more. You know, yeah. Like if I wanted to get back into Destiny, I would have to go buy something. That's a huge barrier of entry to me. You know,
super dumb.
Like if you like, it's free Overwatch free weekend this weekend. Like you could go download Overwatch on your PS4 and just play it for free this weekend.
Yeah.
Then it's half off if you want to buy it, $30. And then it's like, so you could buy it and then take a year off and then come back because they added a new hamster and you want to see what the new hamster's like, and then you just can. Like, there's something to be said about a $30 purchase that is that evergreen.
That's true.
You know?
Not many games doing that anymore.
Yeah, not very many games adding hamsters either, and I wish they would, because I love, like, hamsters are great.
You almost got me with the hamster.
Dude, the hamster's great. There's so many people in my chat that hate the hamster.
That's so weird.
Like, I will play with viewers, and I'll play as the hamster, and they'll literally, like, run up to me and, like, punch me because they're mad that I'm the hamster, because it infuriates them that he's, like, in the game.
Why?
Because he squeaks, and he throws mines, and he's a hamster, and he rolls around on a ball. And
that's great.
Like, to some heroes, that's really annoying, you know?
That makes no sense. Yeah. People are just rude.
Rocket League has 180,000 people playing. That doesn't seem like that many, actually.
Rocket League's a big thing.
Right?
Not the biggest, but right. A big thing.
Well, people claim Destiny has like 1.5 million people playing it at any given day.
No.
It's like, there's no way. There's no way.
No frickety way, man.
But if you think about it like that, like, even, let's just say that made-up number of 1.5 million people playing the game daily... Like, Fortnite has 300,000 people watching it being played.
That's stupid.
Like, that is stupid.
Yeah, that's dumb as fuck.
Stupid. We should have gotten good at Fortnite, though, man. We'd be rich.
That game, I cannot believe it's number one. Can't believe it's catching on this hard. That's why I'm very scared of the generation to come.
Why?
It's because, like, I can see that game's dumb. And they just love it.
Dude, I feel like all adults ever have that moment, though. You don't think our parents looked at us and go, hey, that thing you like is dumb?
Yeah.
We didn't do that. You know, you don't think your parents' go, when I was in World War II?
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's always that.
But we were the first generation where parents looked and were like, you're spending time on video games.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, see, and I don't
it's just so weird.
I don't know. You don't play games, so I think it's different for you than it is for me. Like, I don't like the game, personally, but I'm not bothered by people that like it. Because, like, to me, it's no difference than someone liking WoW. There's no difference to me. I'm not a big fan of WoW, but I get that you're excited about it, and that's fine. Because I like Gwent, and no one likes Gwent but me, you know?
Maybe it's just because I was a PUBG guy.
Maybe.
That might be it.
You gonna get you excited about the new Call of Duty Battle Royale, man?
No.
Come on.
I ain't excited about shit.
About nothing.
Excited about my new haircut.
Did you get a new haircut, man?
Mm-hmm.
We need an exclamation point haircut in the chat then, please. Someone please put that in there.
I went to a barber.
What?
I went to a barber.
You didn't go to Supercuts or whatever,
I went to a $35 barber.
Okay. Your hair looks the same.
It looks better.
Does it?
Yeah.
When did you get it cut?
Yesterday.
Okay, so maybe it's been slept in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So it was a one-chair shop.
What?
This is one chair.
Where's this at?
One
you
dude,
don't have to say a name. Just where's
Riverside.
It? Okay. Okay, I think I know kind of
yeah,
a general
it's just
area.
I think it's called Riverside Barbershop.
Okay.
But
there's one chair?
One chair. It's a really clean, little tiny shop.
How did you find it?
I was looking through Yelp.
It was just highly rated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
And so apparently I got super lucky to it's an appointment only.
Okay.
He had an app, so I checked in on the app. The only time was 6 o'clock.
Okay.
That's right when he closes, so I went in and got lucky by having that spot. Somebody canceled or something.
Okay.
So I got in. He was like,
so in other words, he was
going
to get off early.
Yeah. He made money.
Well, I know, but still, he'd be like, God, yes, my last appointment of the day canceled.
But seriously, though, okay, so it took 30 minutes. That's typically what he says is the length of time.
Sure, okay.
30 minutes. He was open noon to 6.
Right, okay,
so
6 hours.
6 hours.
12 haircuts a day.
12 times 30. 5? I don't know what that is.
What? Where'd the 30 come from?
35, that's how much he gets paid each...
Oh, okay.
35 times 12, I'm bad at math, guys.
It's like $475.
35 times 12. That's $420.
Yeah, a day.
In one day.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound great for
Yeah, but take it. Take it times.
He's closed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Okay, so.
So times four.
Yeah, and 1600 then times four again. Okay, so we make $6,720 a week. Okay, now take out $1,000 for rent and utilities.
You think that's all it is in Riverside?
Yeah, for a one-room shop, absolutely. Hmm. And then that's how much he lives off of.
Minus another $1,000 for where he lives, probably.
Well, now you're just deducting his actual expenses.
I just want to know his profit. I mean, that's not bad.
$5,000 a month? That's great, dude.
Yeah, that's not bad. Okay.
I get Abby for $50.
Okay. Anywho, it was a great experience.
Yeah,
it was very good. I'm going to leave him a Yelp review, which I never do.
Don't do that.
I'm going
to. Don't be one of those people.
I'm doing it because he was a good barber.
Okay. All right, man.
He spent 30 minutes cutting it.
Okay.
And then an extra 10 minutes fucking with this side.
All right.
Mainly because I don't have enough hair here for it to lay back like this one should if I put enough
gel. So are you like trying to go
like
straight back?
This is also right out of the gym. So all the gel I had in it is now gone because I sweated it.
Okay, so what's the direction the hair is supposed to go?
He was supposed to cut it to where it would go all up and back.
Okay, so straight back,
but,
though.
Yeah, okay. Well, a little bit to the side because I got this cowlick situation
okay.
in the back.
All right.
It's supposed to all go back, but this side won't do it because there's not enough hair to
gotcha.
Lay back or something like that.
Okay. Well, that's what cowlicks do. Yeah. Like, if my hair gets shorter than this, like, you can actually even see a little bit of it. Like, I got a little poof right here. Like, if my hair gets any shorter than it is right now, the hair just starts standing up. Mm. So I feel you. It's got to be long enough to keep it into, like...
Yeah.
You know, under control.
But it was. He knew what he was doing compared to the $12 haircut.
Yeah, you
people.
Don't say. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he had like a fucking hair vacuum.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That was crazy. He had the straight razor for the shave behind the neck, which is good.
Yeah.
He did five passes of getting the fade on the side, just freehand, no guards or not shit.
Yeah, dude. He knows what he's doing, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So when did you make another appointment?
Yeah.
How long did he say to wait?
He said make it 2 weeks out.
2 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He's one dude trying to... How many people do you think he could see? Well...
That's a $70 monthly budget for haircuts, though, man.
I know, right?
That's intense.
Well, no, I think I'm going to wait longer to let it grow out.
Okay.
And then
so he says
like,
2 weeks for it to be styled correctly because then your hair grows a little bit more.
No, make an appointment 2 weeks out because he'll probably be booked...
You make an appointment, do it 2 weeks before you think you need it. Okay.
And so I don't know when I was going to do
see,
it.
See, I figured he should tell you, like, it's how long it should be for your next
haircut. Said he shaped it to where it needs to be.
Okay.
And so to not let anybody cut on it and let it grow out a little bit, and then he can fix this fucking side.
Okay, so maybe the next time you come in, he'll know how much it grew, and then he can give you an estimate. Like, I do a haircut every 6 weeks. Every 6 weeks haircut for me.
I checked. It was 3 weeks ago from my last haircut.
I mean, you get a haircut all the time. That's why we have an exclamation point haircut in the chat.
I know.
That's why it's there. Platano says he doesn't even make $5,000 a month and he lives in NYC, so.
Become a barber, man.
I mean, he probably make more than $5,000 a month if he lives in NYC as a barber, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
you just got to be really good at it.
Yeah, that would. I feel
or
like
else
there's
then you wouldn't be worth $30.
So there's a lot of good barbers in NYC, probably.
But
and they probably charge more than $30.
The man seemed to know what he was doing, so I was pretty impressed.
I mean, $5,000 a month is $60,000 a year.
Yeah, that's not... That's good.
That's great.
That's great.
A lot of people would love $60,000 a year.
For haircutting? Yeah.
And he's his own boss, and he works 4 days a week?
Yep.
6 hours a day?
Yep.
That's a great schedule.
I think he's open longer on the weekdays.
That's
even more money.
Dude. Man, barbers at NYC own Dodge Chargers.
That's not... Is that a good...
I think
that's a bad thing,
Well, I think if you own a car in NYC, you're a baller, right?
You don't even need a car
That's
in
what
NYC.
I'm saying. So if you just own one, it's just an expense because you can.
I guess.
Like, I own a car. It'd be like me owning a giraffe. Like, I have no need for a giraffe, but I can point to it.
Dude,
like,
you
look
can
at my
rent
giraffe.
It out for rides.
Yeah.
All you'd have to do is pay for hay or leaves
or whatever.
I mean,
this is literally describing what a car is. You just rent it out for rides, you just got to pay for the fuel or whatever, man. Giraffe is a Kansas equivalent of a car in NYC. No, it's like what my parents do. They have 10 sheep.
Mm-hmm.
Ask me why they have 10 sheep.
Because they want their own cotton fur?
Nope.
whatever.
Nope, they're going to sell them before they shear them because they're not capable of shearing them.
What's on a sheep?
Wool.
Wool?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Wool, yeah. They have 10 sheep because they could have them. Mm. You know, that's the Kansas Dodge Charger right there. But they're adorable.
They like looking at sheep,
dude.
You know?
Who doesn't like looking at sheep, dude? They're great. You just go out there, you just see them out there eating. You're like, look at the little sheep, you know? And but they don't do anything. Just like a Dodge Charger at NYC. It doesn't do anything, but, you know, it's cool to have sheep. It's cool to have a Dodge Charger.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
So, yeah, they're giving haircuts with Louis Vuitton belts on, dude. New Jordans. Yeah.
I see they be balling.
I see Luke Cage. Lots of barbers. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Luke Cage, yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, barbers, man. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I think my guy was Samoan. That's what I'm going with.
Samoan?
I think that was his
big dude?
No.
Oh, wow.
He was fit, but not, like, big.
Was he short? Might be Filipino, dude. A lot of those Pacific Islanders, they all kind of blend together. I think it's all based on height. You know, you go from small and wiry to, like, the Rock.
He was tall and lean and fit.
I don't know, man. Might be.
Because I'm short and he was taller than me.
Huh? So. He might be. He might be from, he might be Samoan then, dude. You never know.
Maybe.
Did he have any tats?
I don't think so. I can't remember his name.
I feel like Samoans come out of the womb with awesome tattoos on, dude.
Something very odd. I'm just shouting this guy out.
Dude,
It's not like anybody's going to fucking hear, but...
Yeah. Basement Brain's the only person who would ever care about a barber in Kansas.
Kano Agosto.
That's a name, dude.
Yeah, man.
That's a name. It's crazy.
I don't know what it is.
Dude, Colby's just got a money clip of cash on it, man. He rolls deep.
You want to count my cash?
Yeah, dude. I see a 5 in there, dude.
I think it's 15.
Oh, my God, dude.
17, sorry.
Ouch. Even better, dude.
$17.
Rich. You so rich, dude.
Yeah, man.
Rich AF.
Rolling deep.
$17. Oh, my God. Kano, like Mortal Kombat? Like K-A-N-O? Is that how you spell his first name? Yeah? It's a cool name, dude.
No.
No? C-N-A-O.
Yeah.
Still a cool name, though.
Yeah.
Cool name.
Cool name, cool barber, cool shop.
Way better than Colby. Yeah, you know, so way better than Seth. You know?
Much better.
Oh, yeah.
Than Colby.
Our names.
Who likes that? Because, like.
Suck.
You know, they're like. You don't use Y's on dudes' names once they grow older. So, like, I can't be anything.
Colbs.
Yeah, Colb. Yeah. That's not a name.
No, that's a stupid name.
I could be Cole.
At least yours can be shortened.
And then
what are you going to do with mine?
You don't have to worry about it. You don't have a Y at the end of your name.
I mean, that's true. I just have...
Sethy?
I just have a literal... Just mouth sores saying my... It's horrible.
Sure.
It's a name you don't have to open your mouth to say, and I hate it.
Seth.
Yeah, see?
Hmm.
Seth. Hmm.
Call me.
You have to open your mouth. Say
I need
your
to move my lips. Yeah,
yeah, you have to open your mouth.
The butt
gets you. Yeah,
Setham.
Yeah, I mean, I think Colby's not a great name.
No,
but it's better than Seth.
Mm.
It is. Yeah, it is.
I disagree.
It is, man. Name. You think there's at least a city named after you? A cheese. You know, there's women walking around with your name. Like those are all three good things to validate
those
your name.
Are not good things.
You know what Seth has? It has the first son of Adam and Eve. End of the list.
Cain and Abel?
No, that wasn't the first. That was the first murder.
Wasn't there only children?
How do you think we all came if they only had one child? You think Seth's out there banging Eve?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, dude, read your Bible, man.
That's right.
Dude, you want to go toe-to-toe on the Bible?
No. No, I don't.
Seth Adam Smith. Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Smith?
Don't know who that is. He's an imposter. Okay, let's see here. Oh, he was the third son of Adam and Eve? Oh, in Judaism. Oh, my God. Are there different... Oh, my God. Are there different... There are different family trees based on the
Seth
interpretation.
Wasn't Seth the evil people or something like that? They turn evil or something?
They did?
I thought so.
Dude, look at me. This is me right here, dude.
Yeah.
It's me.
That's you reincarnated.
I've never even heard of... Man, is that Medeaism? Is that
Medeaism?
Tyler Perry's Medeaism.
Jesus.
Dude, what? Okay. Oh, Josephus.
I thought, like, yeah, like a part of the people that Adam and Eve created, like, split off and went to be, like, whores and just against
okay, so
the
so the family tree, according to Wikipedia, it's Cain, Abel, and Seth.
And who'd they fuck?
Right, that's what I'm at. Like, where's the women? Do they just not even show up? They don't count?
Yeah, they don't even count.
Dude. They don't even count!
Yeah, because God's rate are
like,
sexist.
Enoch and Enos did not just show up out of anywhere.
No.
Also, I named my son Anus. Like, why would I do that?
Enos. Enos! Anus! Anus, come over here.
It's a terrible name.
Yeah.
And then he named his son Kenan, and then they named their son Mahalalel.
Mahalalel.
This isn't even lies.
Mahalalel.
Seth, Anus, Kenan, and Mahalalel, and then Jared.
Jared.
What?
Jared. That's I did not know Jared was biblical.
Jared is not a good name for a person in the Bible.
Jared.
Jared. And then he led to Noah. I'm responsible for the flood, man.
Yeah.
Eat your supper, Anus. Dude, what?
I don't know. Fucking weird.
So Cain named one of his kids Methuselah, and then I named one of my kids Methuselah. Jubal. Tubal.
These are all made up.
These are not real names.
These are all made up. These were not real people.
Yeah, we just got to focus on the fact that one of them is named Jared.
Jared.
Like, Jared is not a good name for a guy.
Yeah,
in the Bible.
That Bible was rewritten sometime.
Like, someone was translating it and they had forged that they spoke Hebrew on their resume. It's like, what do you think this name is? I've never seen it before.
Jared.
That doesn't. So you're saying it goes.
The other one's Mishael, and you're saying Jared?
It's Jared? Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why he would do that, but it's Jared.
The guy from Subway went back in time. Isn't he a pedophile?
Yeah. But so are a lot of people in the Bible, if we're being 100% honest.
That's true.
A lot of child brides.
Right in.
A lot of child
like,
brides.
Like, literally, they had to be having sex with their own family to procreate.
Morris brings up a good point.
If
he
there
says
aren't.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Good Middle Eastern names.
Good point.
It's a great point. But I think it's more funny that the fact that it goes from Enos to Methuselah to Mahamadred to Jared. I think that's why it's... I mean, it would
well,
be weird if it was...
Also, the questioning part is like, yes, all of these names were probably not these names because it
I
was
don't know.
Written
Methuselah
in,
feels like a pretty Hebrew name,
yeah,
dude.
But it was written in whatever, Arabic?
It was Hebrew.
Or that?
It's Hebrew. The Bible's written in two languages, Hebrew and Greek, I think are the only two languages it was written in, right?
The original writing.
I think so.
You sure?
No. Not about anything anymore now that I know that there's a Jared in the Bible.
It might have been Arabic.
Not anything, no.
Or Latin. It might have been Latin.
No, Latin's too new, right?
No, it's the oldest language,
no,
I think.
What language was the Bible originally written? Yeah, the texts were mainly written in Biblical Hebrew, with some portions in Biblical Aramaic.
Aramaic, that's
Biblical
it.
Hebrew, sometimes called Classical Hebrew, is an archaic form of the Hebrew language. The very first translation of the Hebrew Bible was into Greek, so that's
okay.
What it was. So it was Hebrew and then translated into Greek. I know this because Matthew was learning Greek for a while so he could translate the Greek Bible. And then I asked him why, if he was going to learn a language to translate the Bible, he wouldn't just go for Hebrew, the original one.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have an answer to that. Probably still doesn't.
So, yeah. I don't get
it's translated
how...
Translated through the Rosetta Stone?
The same characters that make up Matthew also make a name like Mishela.
Dude, I don't know. And then Jared. Now, I want to know about the actual Rosetta Stone. Right.
What is the... What?
Well, you didn't know it was an actual stone?
No, I thought this was just a translation.
No, the brand stole it from the actual stone.
What's
dude?
The actual stone?
Well, it helped. It was like a big thing they found that helped them translate ancient languages.
Oh, ancient Egyptian hieroglyphs?
I know, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Demonic script and Greek script.
It's believed to have originally been displayed within a temple. Probably moved during... Who cares? What's it do?
Writing. It has
the top and middle texts are ancient Egyptian, using hieroglyphic script and demotic script, respectively, while the bottom is ancient Greek. As the decree has only minor differences between the three versions, the Rosetta Stone proved the key to deciphering the ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics. So because there's the same text three times, and we knew ancient Greek, we could go back and read ancient Egyptian and ancient hieroglyphs based off our knowledge of Greek.
Well, we're lucky that fucking thing exists.
Right? Jesus. Are we really lucky, though? Does it really matter?
Yeah, man. Somewhere in Egypt, it says that aliens existed and built the pyramids.
Aliens do. It's either going to say aliens didn't do it, or it's going to say aliens did, and someone is not going to believe it one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And no one's going to point to this fake news stone and be like, hey, aliens did it, man. Don't believe what Rosetta's telling you.
Jesus.
Stupid dude.
Rosetta.
Rosetta Stone. It's actually a great name for a company that deals with translations. I mean, honestly.
Really?
It's kind of cheating,
yeah.
To be honest, but...
Because they just stole it.
Right. They literally
Whoever
appropriated
named the stone
history.
Should have made a
right. Who named
company.
Who named it, dude?
I don't know, man.
Where's Discovery? Rediscovery. Napoleon's 1798 campaign in Egypt. Did you know Napoleon was in Egypt? Dude, we learned so much on this show. What was he doing in Egypt?
Dude,
did he get lost?
No, he's trying to conquer things, man.
He was?
Egypt's not that far from France.
I thought
France.
He was like just France. Doing France stuff.
Nah.
He was conquering more than
Didn't
France?
Didn't we buy the Louisiana Purchase from him?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure we did. I'm pretty sure Thomas Jefferson did
Why
that.
Would a man who's conquering the world sell us in a massive piece of land? Why wouldn't he use that land as his beachhead to take on America?
Money to fight the Russians or something.
Dude, why do people in history ever fight the Russians? They always win.
They always lose. Or, yeah, not
yeah,
the
Russians. The
Russians
win.
Yes.
The Russians always win.
Dude, that winter up there, they're the
yeah,
fucking
they're battle-hardened.
They're the fucking
they're
North,
sleeping
bro.
With bears and they're chugging yeah. vodka like it's water. You think they're going to lose? I knew we bought it from France, but was it Napoleon?
I think so.
Man, hey, slave, write this message three times, three different languages.
The semi-historian, yes, I know some things.
You didn't know Rosetta Stone wasn't
I did not even know that was an actual thing.
Okay, so, like, they need, like, simple Wikipedia. They're like, when you go to Napoleon, it's just like, Napoleon was French, he did this thing, this is how he died.
Dumb it down for us Americans
like,
over here.
There's too much
that
reading.
That is way too much
Look
words.
Look at all these words,
Can't
man.
Understand those words.
How are you supposed to read all this?
I would also pronounce his name Bonaparte.
I mean, that's what it looks
Napoleon's
like.
Napoleon's gonna bone and party.
And then wouldn't it be Napoleon?
Napoleon.
Because it's got the like the Pokemon
Napoleon.
E above his head, right?
Bonaparte.
No, see, there's no T at the end. Because
There's a T-E. That's T.
But it doesn't have the thing over it, man. The accent line that
Napoleon.
Makes it a T. It would be Napoleon
yeah,
Bonaparte.
It would be T, then if it had the accent, but it doesn't, so it's T. But it's not because it's silent.
Wait, so down here it says he was born would you pronounce
Napoleone
this?
Napoleone Bonaparte.
Is his name Napoleone Pepperoni?
Napoleone.
Is that his name, dude?
De Bonaparte.
Napoleone. He was Italian?
What? No, that's Italian. That's how you say it in Italian.
Yeah, he was born Italian and then he became emperor of the French?
No. It was of Italian origin, but I think...
Where was he born? Tell me! No, he was born in France, okay. In 1769. He lived to be 51, dude.
And he wasn't that short.
Look, he just signed his first name. What a baller, dude.
Napoleon. I'm the only Napoleon, bitch. Of any concern.
Was he the last guy who tried to conquer the Earth?
I mean, minus George W. Bush, sure.
Well, he wasn't trying to conquer the Earth, really.
Really, though?
No. Just
really,
Iraq
though?
And Afghanistan. Just really, the though? Oil parts.
Okay, how about not W, but George Bush?
I don't remember enough about George
Bush. He was the one who said New World Order, man.
Did he? Okay, yeah.
All right. Online
TV. Why do you
TV?
Know so much about such random things and so
because
little about other
conspiracies, man.
Is that what it is?
That's when the New World Order started over and they want to globalize and cucks and
I mean,
lizards.
It is like 100 years ago, people were still out there trying to conquer the world.
Yeah.
You know? I mean...
The British, I believe, were the last.
Yeah, but Napoleon was... No, because like
no,
in,
yeah,
my,
you're
in
right.
my The
he
Crown
still,
show, like...
He was still kicking around then.
I think Hitler is after Napoleon.
Hitler. Hitler's definitely the big one.
He was trying to conquer the world, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they saw how badly he got whooped, and people were like, maybe I'm not going to conquer
the
world.
Maybe we shouldn't try this whole world domination thing yet.
The weapons are too good now. That's what it is, right?
Yeah. Like, you need, like, lasers or something.
Yeah, you think of a country secretly discovers and invents weaponized laser guns like Star Wars. Do you think they try to conquer the world and win?
I would think so, because you could just blow nukes out of the sky if they had a laser.
Like, why do you think someone will invent a nuclear, like, diffuser? So, like, a bomb, like, come and then you shoot the diffuser at it and it just inerts it?
Apparently, we have anti-nuclear missiles that we shoot at it.
Yeah, but it still blows up, right? Yeah. So the idea is, like, even if they blow up, Russia shoots 50 of them at us, we're going to have a nuclear
EMP
winner.
EMP would kind of short out the circuits of the nuclear
action? How do we know? It could already exist, and we just don't know.
Probably.
I'm sure.
I mean, rail guns exist, man. That's basically
lasers.
What's
a rail gun?
They're basically lasers.
What?
Yeah.
We got laser guns up in here?
You remember Transformers 2?
Never saw it.
No?
No.
They had a rail gun on a destroyer, a battleship,
dude.
And it was fake for the show, but I think it's real. I think it exists.
It might.
There's a lot of military shit that exists that we don't know about.
Dude, why don't they tell us about it though? Because it'd be cool.
Because then other people will start researching it and developing.
You're telling me that if we had laser guns and we show off our laser gun, Russia's gonna be like, "I've never heard of a laser gun before. I better start building one." As you're telling me, no one's ever thought of it before?
But then they'll know where to look and who to steal the information from as to how to build it. Capture.
I feel like they already know all of that, though.
They don't.
I feel like they do.
Shit's classified, bro.
No, I don't think that
it's
matters.
It's treason if you release classified information.
Some guy probably DMs Trump, and he's like, "I heard you don't have lasers." And then he probably DMs him back, and he's like,
"Wrong.
I heard this person is literally making lasers right here at this address."
As soon as the president says anything, it becomes declassified.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's how classification works, right? If it becomes public knowledge, it's no longer classified, even if it's classified.
Yeah, but he...
Oh, he has the power to actually declassify things?
Yeah, if he wanted to tell us who shot JFK right now, which was a...
I think it was Napoleon.
No, it was one of the Secret Service guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Like, I think a bullet went off, missed, and the guy, like, panicked, pulled a trigger, and then blew off the back of JFK's head.
Okay.
That's my guess.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
You think it cracked it open, man?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Well, there's a video. It's very brutal. There's a video of his head exploding.
Yeah, that it was the 60s. That did happen, you know. Yeah, the reason military doesn't tell is Iron Man 2 plot.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
They don't want... he's worried about the arc reactor, the tiny one, getting out in the hands, and people don't want it. Or if people can develop that on their own, they'll use it for bad intent.
Yeah, but I thought the point of that movie was that no one could, so Tony Stark
could
waggle it in people's face.
Because they fucked around with the goddamn blueprints and hired some Russian dick.
Yeah, Antov, yeah.
The guy
Anton
who really
Bankov,
made
right?
it. Yeah.
But he still went to Hammertack and he didn't do anything. But Justin
he
Hammer
made
did that
all
cool
the drones.
Yeah, but they
all
got,
powered
they
by
got,
that fucking thing.
Yeah, they
thing.
Got whooped, though, by
well,
two dudes
he,
in suits.
He knows how to make an arc reactor, not suits that are durable. He used he used polymer plastics when
Stark
Iron Man used iron.
In a cave with a box of scraps.
That is fucking the dude or whatever. Forget his name right now. The grid.
The grid. Oh my god, dude. Magneto killed JFK. I saw it in theaters. I forgot that was a plot point of
that
movie.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he was in the Pentagon.
Yeah, in that hole that they built.
Jesus.
Can you imagine the backhoe required to build that cell down there? It just makes no sense. Movies are stupid sometimes.
Movies are really dumb.
Really dumb.
Yep.
Really dumb sometimes.
I watched Tag last night.
Oh yeah? How was that?
It was, well, I don't want to spoil it because
spoil
it just came
it,
out.
Dude. If you guys don't want Tag spoiled for you, turn off the stream.
It just was really depressing. Like, it was funny. Great movie.
Okay.
Depressing ass
well,
ending.
Well, isn't the entire movie about the fact that these four friends don't have anyone but each other and so they get together?
No,
to
they
play
all
tag.
Have separate lives because they live in different parts of the
okay.
country. But every May, so only for a month, is open season for Tag.
Okay.
And so then they go around.
So why is it depressing? How does it end?
Fucking Ed Helms is kind
of
the main guy. And
of course he is.
He
I
has
hate
like,
Ed Helms.
Yeah, well, I actually, I do too. I liked him in this movie.
Okay.
He has like a tumor on his liver. Or
could you
like
tell that,
that
Jeremy Renner had a fake arm? Or fake legs?
There was a lot, and it was fake arms. There was okay. a lot of arm movement on him.
Okay.
Like, he did way more shit with his arms than I thought probably necessary.
Okay.
And so they were probably like, do stuff with your arm, stuntman, and we'll paste it on to Jeremy Renner.
So he had overacting arms. Well,
yeah, the stunt guy was like, this is my only part of this movie. I'm making it count. Arm movement.
Babe, those are my arms right there.
Yeah.
Watch this one. You're going to love it.
As,
that was me.
As for crappy, like, Superman mustache CGI,
yeah.
couldn't tell.
Okay.
But it was just because I'm looking at it.
Right,
it
you knew
weird.
It was there, yeah.
It looked weird. Just there was too much of it at the very beginning. He was all just like everything he said
arms.
Had to be very arm accentuated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, well, anyway, he had a tumor on his liver or whatever.
Yeah, and so then he's like, the reason he got all the guys together, because typically they don't all get together to
right.
go after one guy. It's whoever's it. Picks one and then tags them and then they tag somebody or whatever.
Okay.
But Ed Helms got all of them together to get their buddy who never has been
right,
tagged.
Right, Jeremy Renner, crazy arms.
And then, yeah, he like faints and then goes into the hospital and then is like, yeah, I got a tumor on my liver. I probably won't be here for next year's game. So I wanted everybody to get together now and have
and
one
goes,
big go of it.
Tag.
Yeah. He's just like, come here, Jeremy, let me tag. And he's like, okay.
I wouldn't have done it. I would have been like, no. You ain't tagging me. This is fake. And then he would have died, and I would have been like, it's probably still faking.
There was a lot of, like, it's fake.
Right.
But it led up to, yeah, he has some sort of cancer. He's going to die.
Yeah, it happens.
And then it just ends. Just ends with them having fun for the last time.
Right.
That they'll have fun. Life sucks.
Well, I mean, that guy.
Cancer's depressing as shit.
Cancer does suck, man. Cancer sucks.
Have you seen that Stefanson guy? Oliver
yeah,
Reddit.
I don't know what he is, though.
He's in Lazy Town.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
I'm so out. That's like the first time I felt really out of touch is when that guy died, because they're like posting those memes of him.
There,
like,
it's still going
star
on.
Star of Lazy Town.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I don't
it's still
know.
Going
I've
on.
Never seen this meme. I've never heard of this show.
The only reason I've heard of the show is because of the meme.
I didn't even know they were related. I thought Lazy Town was something different.
No.
But anyway, we're out of touch. But yeah, he died of cancer, dude.
Yep.
Yeah, it sucks. John McCain just died of cancer.
He didn't die.
Yeah, he died yesterday.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
I saw that he was.
Yeah, he stopped treatment and then he died.
Treatment.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he died yesterday at like 6 o'clock or something.
Wow.
Yeah, so he dead.
That's so weird.
Breaking news is he asked that George W. Bush and Barack Obama give the eulogy at his funeral.
Really?
Yeah.
What is life anymore?
It's a thing.
What's happening?
What do you mean?
What is happening?
What do you mean?
One of my singers in one of my bands died yesterday, too, randomly.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, they think, I'm
young
guessing.
Young guy, I'm guessing,
yeah,
right?
He's 28.
Whoa, that's young.
I'm assuming
drugs.
Suicide.
Or suicide, yeah.
Yeah.
It's usually one of those two things.
He
kind of
put out a depressing tweet like a week ago.
Yeah.
And then they didn't release the cause of death, so typically that means it's suicide.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, people die.
It's crazy.
It happens.
Crazy,
you know?
They were coming here and we were gonna go see him. Now he's dead.
Save a little bit of money, I guess. Silver lining. You get a refund on that, or are they just like,
I haven't bought the tickets yet.
Oh.
I do wonder if they're gonna be cheaper now, though, because it
I
was
would
like
think they'd be more expensive.
It was three bands, and one of them, not the headlining one, hits their singer.
Oh, so
died.
You think they're just gonna drop out,
mm-hmm.
and it'll only be two bands?
That's my guess.
Okay.
But I mean, maybe not.
They'll
probably
get, no. It'll be the exact same price. They'll just replace that band with another one.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Nah.
Yeah, that's what they'll do. 100%.
Nah.
Because they all have a bunch of heartless managers. They got me managing the thing. It's like, so I'm sorry
I'll
that your guy
keep
died,
you
but we need
it,
money.
But...
You know, your tears aren't gonna feed you. So let's get another band in here and let's do this stuff. You know. Why can't you send pregnant women into the wasteland and fallout shelter?
What? I think we need some more explanation.
Tana, do you know what stream you're on? Although Colby, actually, I'm a little surprised he doesn't know what Fallout Shelter is, being a PUBG Mobile aficionado.
Huh?
Fallout Shelter is a free-to-play game on iOS, Android,
uh-huh.
where you kind of build your own vault.
Oh, is it one of the kind of Royale games?
I don't think it's a Royale game at all.
No?
I don't think so, but I'm not totally sure.
I know there's like two more.
I'm on iOS 10 on an iPhone 6, okay? I can't even download that game.
Yeah.
I literally have no space.
Why would I know anything about it just because I played PUBG once?
Because you've looked in the App Store for things.
I don't.
My App Store doesn't have apps on it because they updated the App Store for iOS 11,
mm-hmm.
and mine's iOS 10. So my App Store is literally just filled with either updates to my current apps or please download the new iOS so you can use the new App Store. I don't even have the App Store.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's literally my life. Let's see how much space I got left. I just deleted some videos, so I think I might have a little bit of space left. Let's look here. Storage. Yeah, I got 199 megabytes, dude. I'm doing good right now.
Wow. That's bad.
I'm doing good, man. No, that's great. I've opened this many times, and it said zero.
How many gigs? 16?
Well, it's a 16 gig, but there's 11 actual available. Yeah.
That's so bad.
It's bad, dude.
I can't believe that was their default.
Yeah, and it was for like another couple years after this phone even. Like, they just recently are like, hey, you can buy a terabyte drive for 35 cents. Maybe we should up the storage in our phones from 16.
Maybe.
You know? It's probably honestly became more expensive for them to buy smaller drives.
Probably.
Because they weren't being made anymore.
Yeah.
Speaking of drives, did you bring your drive today so we can...
No. Totally forgot. Yeah, I got 64 gig.
Yeah? Mm. Yeah, here, you know what I'm going to do to teach you a lesson? Let's just go here, and this is what you get. They're supposed to be off my computer today, so goodbye. Just delete that. You're not looking at me deleting your folder. It's deleted.
Why?
And then I'm going to...
Oh, you offloaded it, right?
And then I'm going to go here and just right-click, empty recycle bin. Boom.
Why you delete my shit?
There it goes, man. It's gone.
Yeah, it's on this computer.
Gone now, man.
But it's on the other.
Are you confident in that?
Yeah.
You confident that it's on the other computer?
Yes.
You're right, it is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You needed to do that so we could get it onto my drive because it won't work with Windows. I knew that's what you were going to do. I'm not an idiot.
You're about to. Okay, good luck, man. Good luck at Fortnite. You know, Platano's actually gotten like he posted like a stat on his Twitter the other day where he had got like 2 first place Fortnite wins in a row with like over a dozen kills in each.
Jesus.
Like,
mobile's easy.
He plays on PC, I think, or PS4.
That,
one
I'm
of the two.
Sure there are actual people playing.
Yeah, there's real people.
Not children.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's a game I can't do. I don't understand it. 3 back-to-back PS4. See? He's a Fortnite god, dude.
Fortnite?
He's a Fortnite god.
I thought that was PUBG.
No, it's Fortnite.
Oh,
PUBG
god.
Isn't on PS4.
Jesus Christ.
Right? PUBG's only on Xbox and the PC.
Yeah.
And then mobile.
Yeah.
Because it's an because Xbox
I can't
is
do
like,
Fortnite.
We
I lost bad.
Dude, I just hate how repetitive.
It's just the building part.
Hard. Yeah.
I just see people just...
Well, PC, it's easy because you could literally hit a number and then build a wall. Like on a controller, you have to hit like triangle to switch to build, and then you have to cycle over to the part you want to build, and then you got to press it. And
that makes more sense.
Yeah, it's a lot easier on PC, but that's in general. I'm so bad that I just die and then I load, and then I finally get into a game and then I die again and then I load. And so I'm terrible. That's why I don't like it.
I'm not great at it, so it's not enjoyable.
Yeah, I actually streamed Fortnite back in like October of last year before it was big.
Oh yeah.
Like because just when Battle Royale came out, because I'm a variety streamer, I was like, I'm gonna check out this new Fortnite thing, and I got like a second place finish in my day of streaming it, and I'm like, you know what, I'm gonna hold on to that forever. Okay. I was playing Fortnite before it was cool, and I got a second place finish. All right, God gamer right
that's
here.
All
that's
get.
All I need to say to that's get people to respect me, dude. So that's what I hang on. That's what I'm hanging on to. Hey man, speaking of God gamers, did you see the Logan Paul fight last night?
No.
Okay, I need someone to explain to me what happened. Because it was on Twitch illegally. It had 500,000 viewers at one point.
Yeah.
And then it was also on YouTube for pay, and I didn't look, but I'm sure it had hundreds of thousands of viewers. And then it ended in a draw between Logan Paul and KSI?
Oh my god.
Is that his name, KSI? Yes. So it ended in a draw.
Of course it was.
So all these people paid, and now they're going to do a rematch next year.
Yeah. That does not surprise me at all.
And, like, all these people now are making jokes on Twitter, all these content creators are like, hey, you want to fight for the lulz, you know, because they're, like, realize that they just made $10 million for doing nothing.
Yeah,
and
that's all the reason it is.
And all I can think of is that we made that shirt 5 years ago about a fight between you and Matthew, but no one cared. And I'm mad about
it. You're not popular.
Well, we had the same ideas, man, and also you would have kicked Matthew's butt so hard.
Yeah.
Dude, it was a great idea.
At least someone would have won that match.
Do you think I have that poster? I'm sure I do, right? I could probably find it.
At least, like, Conor McGregor went down.
Right! It's a draw!
That's so dumb.
Like, it's gotta be rigged, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's nearly impossible. I mean, I don't know. Menace, maybe you know.
So, like, no one got knocked out, but,
yeah,
like,
it was a
non-knockout.
It was three rounds. It was, I think, Logan Paul's score was 75-75-75, and KSI's was 76-75-75, and so because there wasn't a majority, it was a draw.
Huh.
And you're telling me that they did exactly that. Like, it had to be rehearsed or something.
God.
Right?
Jesus.
Like, I just feel like there's no way that...
That is so dumb.
Get me off this planet is what Morris Minor said, dude. The Jake Paul won, whoever he was fighting.
It was KSI's brother or something.
So the brothers fought the brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, what? You know what, Morris? Take me with you. Okay? So if I go to... I gotta look at my drive here. If I go to...
What are you looking for?
Backup, probably, is where it's at. I'm looking for that fight poster between you and Matthew. Duo.
It's on Duo.
Yeah, just where?
No, like on the actual website, you put up a poster of it.
I did?
Yes.
Don't lie to me.
I did?
I did?
What?
How come no one's bought it? That's so great.
Poster. I know, because I just randomly went through this fucking shit.
Oh my god, I did. Look at that. Okay, that's a terrible photo. Can we get a better photo? I need one that's bigger.
Jesus. So worth it.
So
dude, it's gonna
worth
be
it.
Worth it, dude.
You're so worth it, you great piece of shit.
It's gonna be worth it, dude.
Great old piece of shit.
Yeah, this is but yeah, look at this. Can I, like, open this up in, like, a separate window?
No.
I don't want that! I hate everything about my life. I hate everything about it. What about this one? Why is it a different color, bro?
I don't know. You did these.
I did this?
Yeah.
I did not do this.
You did this.
You
did the colors.
I'm gonna eat you. Okay, here we go.
You did the colors.
August 30th, 2014. It's literally almost exactly 4 years old. We had a death match.
Wow.
Between you and Matthew. Look at that. Here's the problem. We knew it was ridiculous and we called it ridiculous. We should have billed it as a serious thing.
Yeah.
Just like they did. We should have went all in.
Yep.
That's the thing about today's people is that they know they're ridiculous but they never let on that they are.
Right.
Like, we gotta pretend that we're actually as idiotic. No, we gotta pretend that we're not idiots. Like, this whole persona of the show is like, we know we're idiots. All the people who watch us are weird for liking this stuff. Like, we know it, they know it, we know what we are, we're very self-aware, we gotta stop that.
Yeah.
And we gotta be like, we're the greatest.
We're the best thing on the planet.
Yeah, that's what we gotta do. Mm-hmm. That's the only way, really. To make stuff like that happen.
Yep.
But look at this. Look at this picture of Matthew, first of all. Why? I mean, I know... I don't know. This photo of you, man. You look soulless.
Yeah.
You look soulless, dude.
I mean, well, when do I not?
It's a great point. It's a very fair point. Let's zoom in. It should be high quality, right? Also, look at Matthew in his wolf shirt.
Anybody who owns a wolf shirt... I don't know what you're doing with your life.
Cries a lot, Riddle. That's actually true. Every time he eats, he cries because he's got a problem with his tear ducts. Disclaimer, not really a death match. See? That's what we should have done. We shouldn't have done. We should have been serious. Should have been one of these people will die. It's Matthew. And then we should have actually had the fight, and we would have made millions and millions of dollars,
We
dude.
Wouldn't have because we're not famous.
I don't know who KSI is, dude.
He's a YouTuber.
I've never heard of him in my life.
He's a YouTuber.
He got famous because of the fight.
No.
And the only reason I even knew the fight was happening is because our friend Tone did a video where he impersonated one of the Paul brothers, where he did no impersonation of the Paul brother in any way, shape, or form. He just yelled the word Walmart, which I still to this day don't understand. We need to get this poster printed and put it right back there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We get a studio, we're going to hang that up, all right? No?
We had the other ones. We never got that one.
What other ones?
We had our Interstellar one.
Well, I have this. This is actually my brother has this poster hanging in his bedroom.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he
That's
really
where
does.
That is.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I don't know where the Colby and Bash one is.
I had the Colby and Bash one.
Had?
Yeah, I took it out of its frame and replaced it with a picture of New York.
Where's the poster at now?
Oh, I have no idea.
What?
I have no idea. Probably trashed.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah, probably trashed.
I would keep that. It's a treasure.
Yeah, I would. It's got to be somewhere.
It's in your stupid closet somewhere, I bet.
Yeah.
Be my guess. Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. Those are good posters. People should buy them.
I didn't even know they exist. How are people supposed to know they exist?
We're
transitioning all of this out of here. Don't.
Oh, yeah, that's
don't
true.
Don't worry about all this. I mean, go buy it, but we don't get any of this money, so don't buy it. We just need to put that on Raptor Teeth. That's what we need to do. Problem solved. No, we need to update all that merch. Yeah.
All the merch.
Yeah, and then start juicing our listeners, but pretend that we're not, just like Logan Paul does.
Maverick, man. He's a maverick.
We need a cool name, like, how do we get it? Wasn't Maverick, speaking of John McCain, wasn't that him and Sarah Palin's, like, campaign slogan?
Maverick? No.
Pretty sure. We're doing a lot of Googling today.
Why in the world would that be John McCain's presidential slogan? Is Maverick.
Yeah, he's a maverick.
Did you literally Google John McCain Maverick?
Maybe it was Sarah Palin.
This team that is a team of mavericks with John McCain.
Oh,
I
shit.
Think that's why we need to send the maverick from the Senate and put him in the White House, and I'm happy to join him there.
Yes, she's calling John McCain the maverick.
Ruffled feathers. What do you expect? A team of mavericks. Of course, we're not going to agree 100% on everything. And John McCain.
This is all in one.
Yeah.
This is the only vice presidential.
Yes, they only had one.
Maverick position that he's in.
I'll be very brief. Can I respond to that? Look, the maverick. Let's talk about the maverick John McCain is. And again, I love him. He's been a maverick on some issues, but he has been no maverick on the things that matter to people's lives.
Hey, Joe, the man just died. All right, pump the brakes, dude.
Put us a $500 trillion in debt this year.
Look at her smile.
$3 trillion in debt since he's got there.
I forgot how great Sarah Palin was, dude. We need more. Remember when Sarah Palin was the thing we had to worry about?
Including another 3.6 million children in coverage that of the existing health care plan when he voted in the United States Senate. He's not been a maverick.
It's amazing to me that this is in 4x3. 2008.
Significant changes for people.
Doesn't seem that long. This is 10 years, man.
He's not been a maverick on the war. He's not been a maverick on virtually anything that regenerates.
How many times do they say the word maverick?
Really a fucking lot, apparently.
Kitchen table. Can we send? Can we get Mom's MRI? Can we send Mary back to school next semester? We can't.
No.
We can't make it.
No. How does America pay for it yourself?
He heat the house this winter. He voted against even providing for what they call LIHEAP for assistance to people with oil prices.
Joe, can you calm yourself down?
He is going off right now.
Take a note from your buddy Barack and just take some pauses.
Oh, I wanted more. I wanted more of Sarah Palin saying
that's
maverick.
All you get, man.
So did that mean that Joe Biden shut her up? She stopped saying maverick after that tirade that old man just went
on?
Well,
when he says it 15 times in one speech, one answer to a question. Yeah.
But anyway, that's Logan Paul right there. He stole that from Sarah Palin, yeah. So.
Maverick.
Yeah.
That's him. He probably does not remember.
I mean,
that
it
at
said
all.
It on his underwear at the weigh-in. I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's his brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's his merch.
Oh, I knew that. Yeah.
Buy that merch.
I mean, the
buy
only thing
merch.
I've ever
buy
seen of
merch.
Logan Paul.
Buy that merch. Buy that merch. Buy that merch. Buy that merch. Buy
that
merch. Buy that merch. Buy that merch. Buy that merch. Buy that merch. Buy that merch.
I saw that once because it was in a Let's Play I did, and then I uploaded it to YouTube, and then they flagged me for copyrighted content. So that YouTube video actually makes money for Logan Paul. So you're welcome.
Perfect.
And also. The only thing I've ever seen of Logan Paul is that one time he was live on Twitch, and I think it was his first or second time he was ever live, and he would play Fortnite, and every time he got a kill, he had like a wall of plates just on the wall, like dinnerware. Mm-hmm. And every time they would kill someone would run over and grab a plate off the wall, and they'd just throw it on the ground and smash it. I did. It was like I was at the zoo. I didn't know what to think about what I was seeing.
I don't.
You know?
He didn't last long on there, did he, though?
No, he couldn't handle it. No, it's hard to do this. Mm. You know, there's no editing.
Yeah.
It had to be. It's hard when your whole persona is, what's up, everybody? I'm a maverick! Look at this! And he slaps his balls back and forth or whatever you do. Like, it's hard to do that for 6 hours straight, you
That's
know?
That's true, yeah.
It's very difficult to do that, but. And I think he realized it, and all the kids were like, why aren't you screaming about your balls? And then, you know, he'd get all mad.
Why aren't you screaming about your balls?
Yeah, I also heard a lot of his friends, like, in, like, his headset, like, saying bad words. He's like, dude, I'm screaming right now, man! I'm like, oh, my heaven! And so I think he had a lot of problems with that as well, you know, so.
Dude, the nine-year-olds out there, man.
It's a problem, dude.
9-year-olds out there, man.
Morris is dumb and dumber in your government, yeah. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's great.
Nah, our government's number one.
I mean, somehow it actually still is.
I don't understand how.
Don't either.
Don't.
I mean, Morris's government, I don't know much about it.
Honestly, it's whoever's running the military.
It's Brexit is not going well.
They're the ones in charge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, they'll play puppet to the guy in the chair. Yeah. But yeah. Really, they're the ones.
The people that are in charge of the country, I think we've talked about this on the show. People who are in charge of the country, you don't know who they are.
Right.
That's the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
The Rockefellers.
I don't even think it's them, dude. Because you know them.
Well, yeah.
You can't give an example because you don't know
them. They would have had
them.
To change their name. The Illuminati.
Yeah, but in our defense, Morris, the first person to really win was just a couple years ago. I mean, we had that, but she didn't win.
That's true.
So.
I don't know. I've seen some dumb people in Parliament.
And, dude, I literally looked at Trump's Twitter. I think, it might have been this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy... I just went down a bunny trail on Twitter. You ever do this where, like, you see a comment that you like, and you're like, you know, I want to read some replies to this comment because I want to lose some faith in humanity. Because you know,
it's
super positive, mm-hmm. and everyone can agree with what he said, and so you go in there to see the people who don't agree and are trolls.
Oh, yeah.
And so I clicked on one of those guys, and they retweeted Trump, and I'm like, when was this tweeted? And it was tweeted, like, 2 days ago. So I'm like, are you kidding me? So I clicked it to see what he did. Like, literally, like, his most recent tweet is still about Hillary's emails. I didn't know people still cared about the emails, dude.
Yeah, man.
Like, I see the memes.
He's relating everything back to about the two guys who got put in jail. To,
well, right.
Instead of, it's not me, what if we had Hillary, right. She...
Morris, that's a low blow, okay? With the Bush comment. All right, we get it.
He wasn't in charge, Morris. It was Cheney.
It's true. And that man was not an idiot. He was just Darth Vader. Remember we used to go here so much that it used to autofill.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was good. Yeah, see, look, okay, here we go. So yeah, see, look at this. August 25th. So what is that? Yesterday. Big story out that the FBI ignored tens of thousands of crooked Hillary emails, many of which are really bad in all caps. Also gave false election info. I feel sure that we will soon be getting to the bottom of all this corruption. At some point, I may have to get involved.
Jesus Christ.
Like, a day before that, he said, Department of Justice will not be improperly influenced by political considerations. Jeff, this is great. What everyone wants. So look into all the corruption on the other side, including deleted emails. Comey lies and leaks, Mueller conflicts, McCabe, whoever that guy is, Page, Orr, FISA abuse, Christopher Steele and his phony and corrupt dossier, the Clinton Foundation, illegal surveillance of the Trump campaign, Russian collusion by Dems, and so much more. Open up the papers, doc. I mean, like I see the memes that are like, but her emails, you know? I didn't realize that people actually still say but her emails, and by people, I mean the leader of America.
Yeah, dude, he's just pointing the finger at something else.
Like,
both sides fucking did stupid shit.
It's politics. Everyone's stupid 100,000% of the time.
Yeah.
It's the people that are, like, the populace that are not supposed to give in to it. Like, is Hillary even relevant?
Yeah, man. She's still around.
But isn't she only relevant because people keep still blaming stuff on her?
Yeah.
Like, she's a little bit like Voldemort. Like, she only exists because people continually talk about her.
Right. I don't know. She
like,
might
like
still...
if the Republicans... Like, don't the Democrats just say... No more Hillary. She's cancer. Like, please get out of our party. You're never going to win.
They should.
Like, I feel like that's the idea.
Democrats
like,
aren't that smart, man.
Dude, no one is that smart.
No.
But that's the
Republicans
general idea.
Endorse this guy.
Well, I mean, they have to, though, right? Like, I think that's my point. Like, Republicans are like, oh, Donald Trump, well, he's the party. We'll endorse it. But, like, when Hillary was the party of the Democrats, they're still like, but Bernie, though. You know? You know, like, they still weren't all behind Hillary. That's part of the reason Trump won, is that so many people voted third party because they didn't like Hillary.
Yeah.
A lot of Democrats voted not Democratic.
Well, I'm not saying, like, Democratic people. I'm saying the actual candidates in the Democratic.
No, no, I'm
committee.
Saying the people who vote people. The right. populace of the United States.
No.
We're trying to be like, Hillary, please stop being
yes.
a Democrat.
Yes.
We're trying to be like
no,
that.
I agree with that. The people in the Democratic Party themselves.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because,
in government
that's because Hillary's over there, you know, milking
hell yeah.
it.
She gives them money, probably.
But I feel like if we push.
Something.
If the Democrats don't talk about her and then the Republicans stop talking about her, wouldn't she just go away?
Democrats aren't done talking about her, though, I don't think.
No. You like the Yoshi posters, dude? I actually got those legitimate yarn Yoshi amiibos, dude. I actually have them, Phoenix Flame. Pull them out. Pull it out, man.
What?
Find me one.
What?
Find me legitimate yarn Yoshis. Yeah, see, look at this. Right here. It's actually a yarn. It's actually a little yarn Yoshi. He's adorable. I have a pink one, a blue one, a green one, and then I have Poochie as well. The guy Poochie. that he's riding on, right? Colby's head's in the way.
The dog. The dog.
It's the name Poochie.
This one.
But yeah, I actually have that. So, hey, Delanald, how are you doing, man?
Don't just pie.
I don't get it. Anyway, I'm done talking about politics. I just can't believe that, you know, it's. It always just amazes me when memes are real life, I think, is the idea.
It just blows my mind that Trump thinks that saying really bad.
It's really bad, though.
Is like proof of anything. He just literally says it.
Belgian politics? Dude, what are your politics? To discuss if your beer should be vertical or your flag should be vertical or horizontal? What beer tastes best?
What?
You know anything about Belgian politics, dude?
Waffles.
Even know what... waffles, dude. Waffles are great. Vote waffles in Belgium 2018. That's what I say.
That is literally the only thing I know about Belgium.
Their waffles are great, dude. Their waffles are great. Stroot waffles, dude? You ever had those? They're amazing, dude.
I haven't, no. Where are the other
Yoshis?
They're in one of those drawers, man.
Oh, there's multiple drawers?
I think I may be missing one over
Where's
there.
The one?
Belgian chocolate? Also true. There's Poochie. Yeah, there's... That's exactly what he sounds like, too. It's amazing that you knew that.
Really?
Yeah, Poochie's adorable, dude. Belgian chocolate... Beers and fries? Belgian fries? The only thing about Belgian fries? I don't think I've ever heard of Belgian fries.
This is Han Solo.
That is Han Solo and Carbonite. Are you just going through my toys right now? You know we're doing a show.
No, what's a show? What show?
It's called the Seth and Colby Show. We host it twice a week.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think I've ever had Belgian fries.
Found them.
There's the blue one.
Found the blue
I think one. The pink one. I don't think the pink one's in there. Because I think we put it on our tree, our Christmas tree every year as an ornament. So I think we keep it in the Christmas tree, the Christmas ornament boxes. So
you got a lot of random shit, bro.
Yeah, that's like all the Nintendo toys in there, man. Well, that didn't work.
An old ass C3.
That's you think that's worth any money?
Probably.
I mean, that's from like the 90s, man. Mm-hmm. I think his leg comes off really easy.
Really?
I'm actually surprised he's still attached.
You sure?
What are Belgian fries, chat? Would you please tell me? I need to know. Because just like Belgium's minister of overweight, I am unhealthy and... Or minister of health, I'm overweight and obese, and I need to know about Belgian fries.
Why do they pose them like that?
Dude, they probably have one mold, you know?
That just doesn't make sense.
It's the 90s, man. People care less
Maybe
about
it's
quality.
It's the only way
back
they
then.
Could have stood him up where he actually stands by himself.
Yeah?
Anywho, yeah.
Yeah, C-3PO.
C-3PO.
There's a lot of toys in there.
Human cyborg relations. Dude, I like the toys.
That's fine, man. You play with all the toys you want.
I like the toys, man. I like the toys.
I mean, we could do a toy stream probably one time.
Did you get this from...
That's got to be like a Happy Meal toy or something, right? That Boba Fett? You at least show the camera what you're looking at.
What does this do?
I don't know. It looks cool. It's Boba Fett.
What does this do? Jesus, that was loud. I don't know what it does.
I don't either, man.
Oh, well.
Maybe it doesn't do anything. It's just a switch, like a fidget spinner.
There's another one.
I have two?
Yeah.
Two of the same Boba Fett?
That one, the button is broken.
Okay.
Yeah, same of the thingy.
Same of the thingy! That's very weird.
Same of the thingy!
I mean, why would I have two?
I don't know, man. He went to Burger King twice.
That does sound like me. That does sound like something I would do.
Get
you would have you would have. Oh, now you're going through the bottom drawer. I think the bottom drawer is the most random one. Like that's one with like the horses in it, right?
I don't know.
Were there horses in that?
Yes.
See, that's
were there horses in that? Yes, there were several horses.
So French fries are just Belgian, and so that there's nothing special about them. They're just French fries. They just started in Belgium.
What?
I mean, I feel like if your name isn't on it, doesn't count. Right?
What?
Like French fries.
Yeah.
He says they're from Belgium. Why are they called French fries?
That's not true. They're from France.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like,
don't lie.
If someone came into chat and they're like,
don't lie.
Belgian waffles are actually from Austria.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one would believe them.
I don't believe them.
So why should we believe this fake news?
Why would they be called French fries if they were Belgian fries?
Exactly my point, man.
Bell fries.
They're called Belgian waffles because they're from Belgium.
French fries.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Hey, you see that shoebox in there?
Yeah.
That's filled with Pokemon cards that I got from my parents yesterday.
Mm.
Like, filled. Filled.
Gross.
It is. There's so many of them. I got that, and then I got Fat Pikachu, which your head covers the entire time. America would call them freedom fries. Actually, no one calls them that here.
No.
Didn't we try to do that for a while and then we stopped? Like, which doesn't really make any sense because it's not like France is our enemy. Like, we could have just called anything freedom.
No, we hate
freedom
France
burgers,
now.
Freedom fries.
No, we hate France now.
Freedom fuel.
I'm pretty sure Trump hates France now.
No, Trump, I don't know if he knows what France is.
He doesn't
is.
Like anybody in NATO.
No, that's true.
NATO.
It's true. It's true. Okay.
He French wants fries. Them all to pay up.
Let's see, the Wikipedia, here's the Wikipedia link for French fries. Of course, keep in mind that anyone can edit Wikipedia to make it say whatever they want, okay? Just remember that. French fries are just fries, chips, finger chips, or French fried potatoes.
Weird.
Deep fried cut potatoes. In the United States and most of Canada, the term fries refers to all dishes of fried, elongated pieces of potatoes. So scientific. Well, in the United Kingdom, Australia, and South America, or South Africa, I'm sorry, rarely, Ireland and New Zealand, thinly cut fried potatoes are some kinds called shoestring fries or skinny fries.
Place of origin, Belgium, France, or Spain.
Why did you jump ahead, man? We were learning about French fries.
I don't give a shit about
There might be people in chat
fries.
Who don't know what French fries are.
Well, then those people are dumb.
Well, yeah, that's why we're trying to educate them, sir. But yeah, it does say Belgium, France, or Spain, so.
Why are they called French?
The French and the Belgians have an ongoing dispute about where the fries were invented, with both countries claiming ownership. From the Belgian standpoint, the popularity of the term French fries is explained as a French gastronomic hegemony. You know what? I can't read that word. France did it because you guys are too smart. Okay? You got your waffles. What else do you need? What did France invent besides surrender? Okay?
The blow job.
Give them the front. I don't know if that's true.
That's not true.
There's no way.
There's no way.
There's no way. Dude, curly fries? What are the best fries in your opinion? Okay, what kind? First of all, let's dole out the fries. Steak fries? Okay? We got the steak fries.
Mm-hmm.
The big, thick ones.
Right.
We got, what do you call like the ones, or we got waffle fries, like Chick-fil-A hats,
okay.
Like the gritted fries, okay?
Right.
And then we got like the crinkle cut fries. Those are the ones that have the ridges on them.
Right.
We got regular French fries.
Okay.
Shoestring fries.
Mm-hmm.
Curly fries.
It's my favorite?
Yeah, which is the best fry, dude?
It's a mix between regular and probably the gritted one.
The gritted one's pretty good.
Great one's pretty
what
good.
Do you dip
really
your, what
like
do you dip
steak.
Your fries in?
Nothing.
Really?
Just if put anything, it's sweet and sour
just,
sauce.
Just salted right into your mouth, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's
see,
the best.
I think to me it's all about the dipping sauce. Like, even whatever the dipping sauce is, take it out of the equation. Ketchup, sweet and sour, honey, mustard, whatever you want it to be. I think the best fry is the one that you can get the most sauce on without losing the taste of the fry.
Nope.
And I do think that either your waffle cut fries or Menace's curly fries are the best fries.
Curly fries aren't really good, though.
Curly fries are great, but curly fries are less good because, I don't know, like, I think most people like curly fries because Arby's seasons them differently, mm-hmm. And I'm thinking strictly of the shape and the ability to coat them in sauce.
Yeah.
And curly fry, they got some heft to them.
I don't know why you're putting sauce on them. They're good just plain. You know, you don't need any sauce when they're greasy enough to get just the right amount of liquid. Like, if they were dry, I would understand the sauce. Because sometimes I need, like, barbecue sauce with chicken, because the chicken's dry sometimes.
My chicken's always juicy.
But you don't eat it hog wild then. That shit is fucking dry.
Oh, my God, dude. No, I don't. I don't eat at the random local restaurant.
I don't recommend their chicken.
You gonna leave them a review on Yelp, dude?
Yeah, your chicken sucks.
Just leave that one star.
Your chicken sucks. Awful.
Phoenix Play says, my teacher edited a wiki page of an old student of his. When that student had to edit our city airport wiki page, and the poor guy got in trouble. What? Like, really? Dude, Wikipedia, I think, is very serious about who can and cannot edit. And, like, if you mess around, like, you get banned.
Yeah. I don't really
like,
know.
Like, bigly. Morris, we're talking. You're still talking about going to war with France. I think you won, Morris. Didn't they win?
Yeah.
I mean, the problem with England is that they've been in war with everybody mm-hmm. forever because they've been around forever. You know.
What was I gonna fucking say? You interrupted my train of thought.
We're talking about French fries. Chris, let's get Freddy's with some fry sauce.
Gross.
That'll kill her right now. Just watch for chat. War. What is it good for? You're supposed to say absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
But you didn't do it right.
Absolutely nothing.
Thank you. And it's too late, though. You ruined it. Well, have you thought about what you're saying?
No.
I need to give you some time.
Forgot.
We're talking about fries.
Yep.
We were talking about sauce on the fries.
Yep.
You were talking about dry chicken at a local restaurant called Hog Wild.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, yep. Gotcha. So I never use Yelp ever.
Okay. Yeah.
And I did for the barber person, but
right.
Then I went. I did not know you had friends on Yelp.
Yeah.
I didn't know
they're
that.
They're a social network, man. I don't think they're like friends. I think it's more like reviews from people you know is how you're supposed to look at it.
No,
like,
it's a friends list.
Well, I know it's a friends list, but the idea is you're supposed to use it, not like, hey, let's be friends on Yelp, but like, I'm friends with you. I trust your opinion because we're friends, okay. So I want to see your reviews.
Well, anywho, I did not know that Yelp had a friends list, and
right.
I did not know I had friends on Yelp. So I went through my friends list.
It means you have an account on Yelp that has history.
Right, yeah. It was back when it first started, which was like Facebook, Twitter times.
Okay.
So I had a social media everywhere.
On Yelp, even?
Yes,
as
even
a 15-year-old child.
Even at that, don't know why.
Why do you need a Yelp?
Anywho, I went through the list just to see if any of my friends on there had reviewed anything. There was one with one review.
Okay.
And it was a poor review.
That's right. That's how most Yelp reviews
typically
are.
Typically how it is.
Yes.
The only person on my friends list, which I don't know how the fuck he is on my friends list, but Nick George had 25 reviews.
Of course he does. Of course he does.
25.
Because he's got to be the best everywhere and everything,
dude,
man.
20 fucking 5, man.
Thanks to the new follow, Phoenix. Appreciate
yeah, thanks,
it.
Thanks, man. And not all of them were negative. Most of them were positive.
Yeah, he leaves
there
real
were
reviews.
Some, like, right in the middle, too. Like 3 stars.
That man goes to more
I've
breweries
never seen
and stuff,
three
dude.
Stars. That's a weird. But yeah, he's the only one on my friends list that actually uses the fucking app.
That's crazy, man. I definitely don't.
I should have looked at the last one that he posted to
no,
see.
No, I use Foursquare.
Relevant,
I've left a lot of reviews on Foursquare, mm-hmm. man. I've left a lot of reviews there, but
I don't even have that anymore.
Like I like Foursquare because the reviews are like tweets. You're supposed to do them in like 240 characters or less.
Yeah.
And then it, like, highlights.
Now Yelp
like,
is just a story.
Right, things you recommend. So, like, I like Foursquare. So I'm like, I really want some chicken wings, but I don't want to go to the same place we've always been. So I can literally type chicken wing, and it'll bring up a recommendation from a bunch of people that have the word chicken wings in it. And then you can kind of go through and look. It's great.
What's that new place that's opening up on the east side that's supposed to be, like, a Buffalo rival?
No idea. But you got to tell me about
it. It's a chicken wing sport place, man. I don't know what it is.
That sounds amazing, though. That sounds amazing.
I think it's at other places.
Phoenix, we appreciate it. Are you saying, so DeLandold wants to know who's going to win NA versus EU, and North America will win, but honestly, the whole entire world will lose, so.
Where? What? What?
He just wants to know who's going to win. North America's going to win. We're the best.
Oh, yeah, we have nukes.
Oh, I don't even know if he means war. I just mean in general, we will win.
We're winners.
Unless it's soccer, but then, let's be honest, football, not even worth winning. So, because America. You're just staring at your phone.
Just looking through my recent Google search information.
Anything interesting in there?
Kyle Pavone, that's the dead singer.
Okay.
Dog Farm, Wichita, Kansas.
Wait, are you?
I'm thinking about sending Kyler to the farm.
The dog farm.
The hard part haircuts, best barber in Wichita. How to measure lightning distance.
Wait, we can't just brush over the dog farm, man. Like, at what point in your life were you at where you go, I'm sending him to a farm?
I wanted to see if there were any places like a dog farm that you just send him to have, like, roam around in the wild here in Wichita so he can be happy running around and I don't have to deal with this shit anymore.
Is there any place
like that? I think I'm too lazy to put them on, like, Facebook and deal with, like, a family and to judge whether or not they're acceptable for my dog.
Okay.
But.
Okay.
I mean, if it's a farm, I know he likes to run, so he could run on the farm.
He's a dog. He likes to run.
But there is a shelter here in I think it's Wichita.
Yeah.
I get that's what they say when they die, but it's an actual fucking thing.
No, it's apparently it's not.
Apparently it is, not just here in Kansas.
Okay.
That's the only thing. But
what would we do, you know, a whole place, you know, filled with mostly fields and farms.
Yeah.
There's no dog farms here.
Fenced in.
Oh, it has to be. Like, it has to have regulations?
Yeah.
Why don't you
can't just let him run wild. He'll come back.
Okay,
he'll
so
find its way
let's
back.
Just hypothetically say that you were going to put him on Facebook Marketplace.
Yep.
What would your description of him say?
Good dog to people he knows, bad dog to people he doesn't.
Okay.
Doesn't like dogs at first, but will warm up to them.
Okay.
Sheds.
Okay.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, what's the price?
Zero.
Okay, so
he's free.
Why don't you just put that on Facebook Marketplace?
I don't know. Because then I have to worry about if he's going to be sold to a fucking meth head who's going to eat him.
No one's going to eat your chihuahua.
You don't know that.
No one's going to
They
do
don't.
That.
If it's free, meth heads love free shit.
They don't dogs.
Dude, it's food. That means they don't have to kill a rat that night. They can eat a fucking free dog.
Your dog
I'll bring him supper.
Your dog is essentially a rat, though.
That's true.
You do know that.
That's why he'll eat him. All they do is eat rats.
I feel like if a meth head wanted something for free, they'd go get a potbelly pig.
Those aren't free.
Maybe they are,
you
man.
You have to leave the city to a farm to find a potbelly
that
pig.
That is not true. People have potbelly pigs.
This meth head homeless person I'm speaking of has a phone, is on Facebook,
yeah.
Saw my free dog, and is like, yes,
yeah,
dinner.
Yeah, dude.
It's delivery.
It's not delivery. It's dog giorno.
It's dog.
Jesus. Anywho, so I was looking at dog
yeah,
farms.
Anyway, yeah.
There's a non-kill animal shelter here in town.
Okay, so when you taking Kylo?
I don't know.
Wait, you still love the dog, don't you?
I do. That's why the only you can't reason, get rid of him. Yeah. I hate him, but I love him.
What? Phoenix, what is that emo?
That's a gopher. That's a rat bandit.
That is a global emo?
Burgle.
I have never seen that in my life, dude. That is hilarious, dude. If you said Asian, I would have been more offended. Nah. Asians don't eat rats.
Just dog.
That was what they were going to be offended by. You understand that, right?
They do eat dog, though.
They don't.
They do.
They might.
Some Asian countries definitely eat
Korea
dogs.
Korea is definitely not one of them.
Asian, you offended.
Hey, by the way, I would absolutely eat a dog.
Would you?
Oh, yeah.
Like, to stay alive, or like,
yeah,
just
because
you
no,
want
No, I would
to.
Like, if I go to a restaurant, there's a menu, and it's like, I'm going to try
like
this dog.
PETA like, might have a...
I'm not like, okay, I don't eat red meat to begin with.
Right.
Like, so I'm very That's conscious of that.
Red meat.
But, like, if I had to eat a dog...
Like black meat.
Like, to me, eating a dog is no different than eating a pig.
It's a little different.
It's no different.
Yeah.
No. It's only different because the man puts it in your mind that pigs aren't pets.
I ate pigs.
Exactly.
Multiple times.
That's my point.
Never eaten a dog.
But there is no difference.
There is a difference because one I have eaten, one I have not.
Yeah, see, Delano's grandpa ate a snake once. My grandpa eats chicken feet. Pigs are smarter than dogs.
Yeah.
They're good pets.
They're too big.
There are some dogs the size of literal campers, dude.
Yeah,
they're huge.
That is true. I don't have that dog.
There's also tiny pigs.
Yeah, but they grow.
No, not all of them. Teacup pigs are always small piglets.
Yeah.
Also, guinea pig is a pig. Pot-bellied pig is a pig.
No, a guinea pig is not a pig.
Why has it got pig
it's
in its
a
name,
rodent.
Dude?
It
What's
looks
the
like a pig.
So you're going to eat a guinea pig then?
I would eat that over a dog.
Dude, you're a horrible person, dude.
You're a horrible person.
Why?
Because you're going to eat a dog.
I'm just saying.
And just for other reasons,
there's
too.
No... Well, yes. That I can't argue with. Yeah. We're going to bring other reasons into this.
Other...
Yes.
We're both.
Yeah.
I shot a virtual squirrel.
Yeah, it has pig in its name, dude.
Yeah, but it's a rodent.
I'm just saying, to me, there's no difference between eating a dog... Phoenix, like, people eat horse. Like, I would eat a horse, too. Would you eat a horse? Would you eat a horse or a dog, dude?
I've eaten at Taco Bell before, so I have eaten horse.
They do not serve horse meat at Taco Bell.
Not all horse meat, but some horse meat. That or Burger King, one of the two.
I'm just saying, if I go to Taiwanese Burger King, and all they got on the menu is horse and dog, I would eat a burger if I needed one made out of horse or dog.
Dog is eaten in Korea. It is known as gaegolni. Gaegolgi. Gaegolgi?
Dude, we're just gonna... We're just
Does
gonna,
that sound like gay doggy?
Gaegolgi? Is he trolling you?
Gaegolgi?
You read it aloud. Morris is either being truthful or he's at home right now just laughing.
No, and he's probably just...
Up.
He just Googled what is it called when they eat a dog.
But if you Google anything now, you know, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, Wikipedia. Totally.
Like, I could Google, do meth heads eat rats? And our show's gonna come up and then, then Morris is gonna be like, look.
Sometimes.
Look, dude. Look, they sometimes. Do. Sometimes. They do. They do. That's all I'm saying, man. Mm. See, I'd never lie. See, he's getting this, man. That's the idea.
He's not getting this. We're fine.
So I would definitely eat a dog if I had to.
If you had to, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you eat a human if you had to?
Define had to.
Like, that's the only source of food on a... In a
do I
you're
have,
stuck
Do I have to kill
room.
The person and cook him?
You have to cook him, yeah. Not necessarily.
See, when I'm saying
him.
Had to, like... Like, I would be...
I would eat your mom's ass.
That's fine, dude. If that's what you want to do, go for it, dude. Like, The Forest? Is that the movie?
I think...
People eating people in the movie The Forest?
I just remember The Forest is like the Suicide Forest, I thought.
That's what I was thinking.
Jake Paul, man.
Someone should
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul inside the Suicide Forest. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, the game? I don't know it. I don't understand the reference. I'm talking about I go to Bangkok.
Sure.
And inside the Burger King, it's only dog. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm in there, and I'm exhausted because I've been walking around Bangkok all day, and I got $5.
Well, that's not even desperation. That's
no.
just laziness.
Yes, I would eat dog if that's what's on the menu
you
and there's no other choices.
Dog out of laziness?
If there's no
You're
other
horrible.
Choices.
I'm going to give you a corgi, and I'm going to make you kill it. And then make you just roast it on
I'm
a spit.
I'm not roasting it. The Burger King people
it.
Get it delivered frozen on a truck. But you're eating cute pigs, man. If I gave you a cute little pig, you're telling me
they
you would
don't
cut?
Murder cute little pigs. They murder the big fat ones because
no.
there's more meat.
What about little lambs, dude?
I don't eat lamb,
yeah.
and I have.
You've never had lamb
good.
Chop? Yeah,
it's
so
it's good.
Would you take a little lamb, snap its neck, eat it, and fry it up?
Yep.
You would not.
I would
you would
too.
Not be able to because you can't even
lamb.
Get rid of your
fuck that lamb.
You can't even get rid of your.
I've
jerk
lived
dog.
With this dog for 3 years now.
He's
2 years.
Oh. Are you Stockholm Syndrome to
yeah.
your dog?
He's got me, man. That's I've just always had dogs. And so no matter the shitty ones, like I've had shitty dogs.
Yeah?
Fucking...
Who was your bad dog? I've never known you'd have a bad dog.
What was the tiny white one?
Halo?
No. Sparky.
Sparky?
That one.
Oh, no, Sparky.
He was the white one with Buster. It was Buster Sparky Angel. Sparky was just barely a dog.
It's totally possible that I blocked him from my mind because he was a jerk dog.
He's not a jerk dog. He's just very skittish and didn't like to do anything dogs
Maybe
like
I
to do.
Maybe I didn't know him.
Yeah, that's mainly it. Buster was great.
Buster was amazing,
ate,
dude. He ate a paper plate that was empty once because
everything.
He thought there might be food on it. It's better to eat the plate and have it not have food than not eat the plate and have it have food. So,
yep.
you know, but being Kylo for Seth to eat, win-win for both. Coy loses a dog, Seth eats dog. I don't want to eat a dog.
Seth eats dog.
I feel like this entire conversation is going to be misinterpreted as my love for eating dogs.
I mean, that's what it sounds like to me, man.
That's not what it is. I don't want to eat a dog.
That's what it sounds like to me,
man. I don't
want to
eat any animals except for chickens because I can't give them up. Hey, but they don't know that they're dying. They're stupid. Okay? Don't eat pigs. Don't eat horse. Don't eat dogs. Don't eat cows. But if I'm in Taiwan and there's a Burger King and that's the only thing I have to eat and all that's on the menu is dog, I will eat a dog because I would rather eat a dog than starve. Okay? If there was human on the menu, I'd probably rather wait till the next day I'd go to another restaurant. Okay? Because I don't really want to eat human. Now, if it's a desert island scenario, and there's a person, and there's a dog, and I have to kill one of them and eat it and cook it, I'm killing the person first.
I swore I had a picture of Sparky.
He didn't even hear that statement.
No.
He's looking through his Instagram.
Yeah, I was looking for Sparky. I don't have a picture.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm going to Facebook now.
I would eat you.
That I'd eat you too.
Yeah, I would eat you first though. I would because I'm gonna get hungry. I'm gonna get you hung. I'm gonna get hungrier way before you do.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Look at me, man.
What? You'll get hungry before me?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones season 8, 4/14/19.
Oh man! Breaking news. What day?
4/14/19.
April 14th.
Yep. Winter has come.
Has it though?
I think finally. Oh shit. That's really poorly photoshopped.
You sure it's real? Is it on the Game of Thrones thing?
No. Because it says it was posted January 30th.
Dude, we're going to have to go. We're going to have to go back to we're going to have to go back to hanging out all day Sunday, aren't we?
This is really bad.
Why?
Like, look at it.
Can I pull it up on
I have
the
no
stream?
Idea.
What page is it on?
Jon Snow.
That's not real.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my god, are you serious? Dude, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. I'm such an idiot, by the way. Look at this. If I type in Facebook.com and then space, it changes to search Facebook.
That is weird.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Game of Thrones. Okay, let's see, man. If it's been announced, it'll be on the Game of Thrones page, right?
No, I don't think this is real. And if it is, that is a terrible Photoshop.
Let's just see, man. Let's see. It's super quick. You guys can tell.
Britt sent it to me, and I feel like, yeah, she got
suckered. She got suckered. Yeah, it's not on the official page, man.
No.
I think she got suckered, dude.
Well, yeah, it says that this post is from January 30th.
Okay, come on, Britt. Come on. I put it on my calendar.
I don't know if you could see this.
I'm
trying to focus, but you can't see it because of the phone, but you could see it here. The castle's super darker than the rest.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Of the, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, it's a Pinella Photoshop. Yeah. Minna says, would you eat dog or dog food first? I would eat dog food first, 100%.
Yes. Yeah.
What if the dog food's made of dog?
Hmm?
Oh, what a conundrum.
What a conundrum.
Are you still looking for pictures of your dog?
Yeah.
I mean,
I gave up when I saw that, though.
I mean, does it matter what your dog really looks like?
Yeah, man, I miss his face. No. You got anything else to talk about, man, or do you just want me to blow time looking for my dog?
I feel like you want me to say blow time looking for your dog. If I say, yeah, let's talk about this, will you stop looking for your dog?
Sure.
Will you, though?
Yeah.
No, you won't.
I won't.
Yeah, so why don't I just fill, I'll fill time for you while you go back through 10 years of Facebook photos to find a picture of your dog. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do remember that dog,
that
actually.
One.
I do remember that dog. Focus.
It's not focusing.
Phoenix, that is the coolest feature I didn't know existed, honestly.
Anywho.
Yeah.
He basically looks like my dog now.
I remember Sparky because I remember that one time he got his teeth pulled out and he was high.
Yes.
I remember that.
Yep.
That I remember. Are we ever going to play Jackbox Party? We play Jackbox Party all the time, just not on stream, and we never will.
Why not?
Well, for one thing, no.
No?
I would only do Jackbox Party for subs.
Is there a way you could do that?
Yeah, I only let people in that are subs.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's called Discord. There's a channel. Only subs can get into it. I paste the code in there. Boom.
But if we're live on the channel, they could see the screen.
If only there's this thing called not showing
the
screen.
The code.
While the code's up. It's almost like I can change OBS scenes.
But then you'd have to be focused, man. You're not that focused.
I literally Twitch stream for a living, man.
Yeah, but you also set it up to where our names just pop up every time you switch back to
this
view.
You know what? I liked that better. Now it's gone.
Instead of you having to press a button.
No one knows who we are now.
Good.
It bothers you so much. Why don't you make a video?
I didn't think it was bad.
2 hours
it was
long,
probably smart.
And every 20 minutes it shows our names.
It's
in.
Just kind of lazy.
Why don't you? Okay, I'm gonna add it to the. Where's the to-do
no,
list?
No, do not add
I'm
that.
I'm adding it to the to-do
don't.
List.
Why? I don't give a shit.
Oh, it sounds like you
stop.
Get a big one.
Your idea's better.
Sounds
stop
like
it.
No, it's too late. You can't unclick it.
I just clicked it.
Let's see. Am I on the set of call? All right, here we go. Let's see. Item. 2-hour-long name video. Status. Not started. Okay?
Yep, you can type.
All right. Importance. Critical. Date added. It's 8/26 today. Okay? Assigned to Colby. Make our names a 2-hour long...
That's 3-hour.
Even better. 3-hour-long video that shows our name every 15 minutes. There. Now, if you don't do it, yo lazy.
Sure.
Okay? Because that's better. Mm-hmm. I like that better. It's consistent. Because some shows we don't change scenes at all. Some shows we change scenes a lot.
Do you?
Now every 15 minutes is going to show our name. And it's even better because I can have it on this screen too. You know? Not Donald Trump's screen. But you know what I mean.
Why would that be efficient at all?
Because every 15 minutes, no matter what screen we're on, it'll show our names.
Right, but... It wouldn't show under our actual things. Like my name bar.
I can move things in different areas.
Would.
Do you know how OBS works?
No.
Like I could take, like, for example, I could take, you know, this screen capture right here. Like if I wanted to, or no, it's not that one. It's this one. Like if I wanted to, I could take this and I could make it small, you know, like, you know, like say for example, this is the video that plays. Like I could, you know, put it like over us. You know, and then it would show our names every 15 minutes.
Yeah, but it would be super fucking tiny. Who can see that?
People can read, Colby.
No.
Yes.
No, they can't.
People can read, dude.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now it's going to show our names, and everyone's going to be like, there it is. Look how lazy set this. So
yep.
It's going away.
Yeah.
It'll never be seen on the show ever again until I get your 3-hour-long video. Okay?
That's going to take so long to export.
Not my problem, dude.
It is mine.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't yours. I said not my problem.
Yeah, but...
Being your problem is...
You just got...
Not my problem.
Shouldn't have said anything.
You shouldn't have said anything. You should have just been trying to poke holes...
Should have known.
...in my operation.
Should have known.
When really, everything that's wrong with this show is your fault in the first place.
Yep. You got me. Sorry, I'm focused on the fact that Twitter says who to follow is Hillary Clinton.
Well, I mean, if you're looking at Donald Trump...
Why? Why would it be her?
Dude, stir up trouble, man.
I guess.
He talks about her all the time. Yeah. I mean, like, if you follow me on Twitter, it'll probably suggest my girlfriend. Why wouldn't it do the same?
He is his love-hate
relationship. Oh, my God, dude. It is so great, but...
He loves to hate her. But hates how much he loves her.
And that's what it is. Dude.
He just keeps bringing her back up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's literally us.
It's literally us in tone.
Oh, yeah.
We hate him, but we can't stop talking about the things he does.
Yeah, the man's stupid.
Yeah, but we're still friends with him.
Yeah. He's a good dude. Not stupid at all. But
I mean, he is stupid, but he is a good dude.
But
he's honestly, you know what he's like?
Kind of smart, but also dumb.
He's your dog.
Yeah.
If
and also
we would love to ship him to a farm,
right?
But we can't because we spent too much time with him.
Yep.
We'd feel bad about getting rid of him.
Yep.
Also, if we were on a desert island and
we'd
it was the three of
first.
Us, we'd eat him first.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I saw that one.
And at least D's Nuts to become president. Yeah, every year D's Nuts skip it.
Yeah.
Bart Simpson doesn't get it. Dodge, are you okay?
In my back.
Yeah?
It's fucked.
Where's your back brace, man?
That doesn't help. I need to go to the chiropractor.
You do need to go to the chiropractor.
Yeah.
You should probably just do that.
I'm going
to
do that.
Instead of spending $70 every month on a haircut, maybe, you know, go to a chiropractor once.
I'm not going to do that. Because if you go once, you have to go again forever.
It's like a haircut.
No. Well, yeah. But that once happens way back when. Like,
yeah.
Unless you want my hair down to my knees, like, I'm cutting my fucking hair.
Well, yeah, but I also don't want your back to hurt.
Yeah, but it's not dire yet.
What do you mean it's not dire?
I'm living.
Your
alive.
Hair being long is literally the example of not dire.
Oh, yeah?
Constant back pain?
Oh, yeah? What if it gets caught in a fucking door and then rips my head off?
Then it'll hurt as bad as your back currently does.
It doesn't. Decapitation and back pain aren't the same thing.
Oh, well, first of all, you didn't say your head gets ripped
off. I said
off.
Head. It was mixed in with hair, but I meant to say head.
But you said hair.
But I meant to say head.
So you're yelling at me because I didn't
on the
know
amount,
what you meant to say? Okay.
Depending on the amount of hair that gets caught in the door, it could be just the hair, part of the scalp or a full head?
Well, then to avoid any type of trouble, you should just be bald.
Britt said I should shave my head.
No, don't listen to Britt. She's making you already grow this beard. She made you do the mustache once before. Some point, I'm your friend, man. I'm going to tell you the truth, even if it hurts sometime. She is trolling you to make you ugly as a social experiment. Like, I don't think she... I think she likes you. Like, I'm not saying she doesn't, but I do think that she knows, and so she's like, I made Colby have a porn mustache. And she's like, I'm going to make Colby be called Drogo because those will end up on the internet, and Twitch will see them and be like, that's called Drogo? Wow, what a downgrade. You know, like, you know? And you don't see the lies of the Jedi yet, man, but they're there.
I'm no fucking goddamn whatever his face is.
Call Drogo.
Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
I know this.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why I'm dressing up like that.
I don't either.
It's better to agree than to
fight. Is she going to be Khaleesi?
Yeah. I don't know where she's getting a wig.
She's got to get a big blonde wig. What's her outfit look like?
My hope is that we get closer and closer to Halloween and there's no planning made for costumes and then nothing happens.
Do you want me to make a Halloween party and then say no costumes? That you had, and like,
I don't think we're coming to that.
Is she in the viewer list right now? I think we're safe.
She was. She probably still is.
No, I think she's gone now. Mm. She probably got tired of us talking about
maybe
stupid things.
She could be in the pool.
Even better. Okay. All right. So she's not here.
Mm-hmm.
If you need it, I can have a party that I'm very. I need people to come over, man. It means a lot to me that this party happens. Okay.
But that's not going to work.
Because I'm fat and I'm embarrassed, I don't want to do costumes.
It's not going to work.
And so then you have to come to mine with no costume and then you get out of it.
It's not going
to
work.
What do you mean?
It's not going to work.
Why?
Because she's not going to believe you. She knows you, man. She knows you.
She
knows that I can't keep a ruse up like that because I'm a terrible liar.
Well, what if we have Chris text her on my behalf?
Then she's going to ask me about it. And then I'm not going to keep up the rules.
What if Chris is the person who needs us?
I don't think that will work either.
God. Can you come to a party? Absolutely, but you got to pay for airfare. Also, there is no party, just want to clarify. On Halloween, I will be sitting at home doing nothing.
Yeah.
What day is Halloween this year? Do we even know?
I think it's a Wednesday.
Yeah. Normal day.
Yeah.
Normal day.
Pretty sure it's Wednesday. Yeah, I don't really know what we're gonna do. They're supposed to. I think it's the.
Well, I mean, your friend, the one who got shot, she literally plays Halloween every day.
Oh Jesus!
So like.
Oh Jesus!
I just said something horribly insulting that Colby just missed because there's a picture of a dog on his phone.
That's Sparky. Yeah, that's messed up.
Oh, is that a picture your mom sent you?
Yeah.
Can we show that one to the chat?
That one's messed up.
Yeah, there's your dog. Just get it really close to that lens, man. The macro lens. It should, like, zoom into the pixels.
And you can see the camera itself.
I mean, why is it not focusing?
Because it sucks.
Maybe, here's what we do. Put it in the middle of the frame, and then I'm going to zoom in. There it goes. See, now you can scoot it over.
Wow.
Look at that dog, dude.
Yeah, he's got some weird, like...
That is a dog.
Yeah, that's a weird dog looking.
That's a dog right there. Yeah. And he's dead?
Yeah, he did.
When did he die?
Ooh, like 3 years.
Oh, I guess I don't remember that one. Looks like Colby, dude. You got roasted by Plutano, dude. He roasted.
Got me.
I mean, that does kind of look like
he was kind of right next to my face, so, I mean, that could have been me.
Yeah. And now you're staring at a picture of a fire?
Yeah, this was with you, bitch. We had a fire, and then you threw a plate into it. I recorded it in slow motion.
I have no memory of that. Plutano, it's fine. Dead dogs, you know, it happens. No big deal. Whatever.
Been through that, bro.
I mean, we talked about how I didn't care about Sparky. So. Now, Buster.
It was still sad. The man, like, suffocated.
What?
Man, like, the little tiny terriers like that are known to not have great lungs. And so then,
dude,
like...
Why you have to tell me this?
Also, yeah,
up.
My dog does that right now. Like, it's not as bad, but it definitely sounds
like
Sparky.
Well, they got those little snouts.
It's like...
Right. Right.
Try to breathe, man. It's weird. Yes. People die.
Dogs die.
John McCain.
Sparky.
Yep.
Maverick.
Mavericks. Both.
Both Mavericks.
Both Mavericks.
Only the other Maverick would...
Jesus.
Finally move along. Yes, that was a Logan Paul die joke.
Mm.
That was. Just to
That'd
clarify.
Be great.
Just to clarify. Okay, what were we... What?
Huh?
I said something horrific about your friend.
Oh, yeah. She plays Halloween every day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that happens.
Yeah.
That's how you become an Instagram model, man. Think you're cool.
I don't think she's reached that pinnacle yet.
She's getting there.
She's trying.
She's got like two girls on there that are like, can we just look like her now, please?
Here's the problem. Okay, this is the problem with Kansas in general. Mm. Everyone here doesn't believe in the power of boobies. Okay? Now, I'm not saying that girls need to do this. You absolutely don't. But I'm saying that if you want to be an Instagram model, there needs to be more boobs. Because Instagram models don't have girls on their page going, wow, I wish I was like her. They have boys on their page going, I wish I was in her. That's how Instagram models work.
They have both.
No. No, they don't. Go to Amanda Cerny's page right now.
Who is that?
It's an Instagram model. Big one. All right, people love her.
Amanda?
I think that's her name.
Cerny?
Yeah, right there. Look at that. Okay, now just look at those photos. Okay, just click one.
Okay, well, that
just click one.
That's pretty booby.
Okay, now look, how many of those comments are from women?
Paris Hilton, fire.
Paris Hilton.
Tony Moffat? That's a dude.
That is a dude.
He said congrats.
On what?
I don't know.
Yeah, see? Platano. Exactly. He knows what's up, dude.
Saw this in the mall last night and I took a selfie with it. That's a dude.
There are gonna be dudes, man!
I saw this in my mall. That's a girl.
I mean...
Yas, girl, get it! That's a guy.
Now wait, go to the Yas girl, get it. Click her profile. Is she also taking boobalicious photos?
It's private.
Then that means yes. She's doing it for her friends. That's the thing. Like, I've never seen her boobs. And I feel like if I've never seen your boobs, you're not Instagram modeling, correct?
That's another girl. With some boobs.
See? That's how it works, man.
Dude, I'm saying, no, females like female shit on Instagram.
Not models.
Yeah.
No, they like people who give makeup tips.
That's what she's doing.
I couldn't think of the word tips.
Well, she's not, but she, like, tells them what she used.
Well, right, so she's not being a model then.
Right.
Yeah, she's trying to do what we're doing.
An influencer.
Yeah, she's a content creator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no. You don't need boobs for that.
No, not a content creator.
Dude, if she's trying to make people like her... Are you playing Vegas slots right now?
I just gotta get the shit, man.
We have 5 minutes left in the show.
I just gotta get my shit real quick. Calm down. The faster I do it, the more I get in one day.
You couldn't wait 5 minutes to the end of the show?
No.
You have the Vegas slot right now.
Yes. And I don't have my bonus yet, so this was all for nothing.
I hate you. Let's just end the show right now.
I was going to say. We don't have to make it to 2 hours.
But the point is, she is, by the way, a content. Oh. She's trying to get people to follow her content that she creates. What would you call that?
I don't know.
An influencer is someone who has already reached the peak of content creation and now they're paid to promote products.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an influencer.
Oh, okay. Cool. Glad I know. Wasn't aware.
I feel like everything you're saying right now.
Yeah, it's true.
You're not really thinking. Do you think guys' booties are important to girls? I mean,
to
I think
explain.
To some girls, yes. Here's the thing. Straight guys, all of them like boobs and butts. Okay? Would you confirm that?
Yep.
Okay. I would say not all straight girls care about guys' butts. But some of them do.
Some do.
But not all of them. Some are into chests. Some are in nothing. They don't care. They like a personality, or they like a man who lives on a beach, you know?
Or a dude with money.
That's a man who lives on a beach. But I would agree. Yeah, yeah, money, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I would say booty is very important.
Mm.
Is Brittany a booty guy or a chest guy?
Booty.
Yeah, so is Chris, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say yes, but nothing compares to the amount of love that men have for boobs and butts, so.
Girls like a guy with an ass. It's annoying. Why is it annoying?
It's probably annoying because Platano doesn't have one. That'd be my guess.
Most awkward, reoccurring compliment I've gotten, you got a cute little butt.
Oh, okay. Well, he doesn't. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. Now you're just a woman. You get what they get all the time.
Yeah.
Like, that just happens to them constantly.
Platano, stop playing Fortnite, create an Instagram with your butt. Let's go. Come on. Boom. Why are you Twitch streaming when you could be showing off that cute little booty? Let's go, man. Milk it. And that's a bad turn of phrase for the body we're talking about, but...
Milk it.
Get it. Get it going, dude. Stop with those Fortnite wins and get those buns a-clapping.
Milk that booty. Okay.
Is this... Every week, I feel like we do the dumbest show we could possibly do. But then the next week will come along we'll do something dumber.
Yeah, we top it. I don't really know. I don't know if it's just our progression in life that just leads us to being this dumb.
I think we'll run out of content, and so our brain just keeps shuffling stuff to the forefront, and it's just getting more and more disgusting, you know? Platano said he'll send this cash tag, and I don't care about that, but like...
Cash tag?
I don't care that he's asked. That was my thing. It's like, what's a cash tag, and why don't we know what it is?
Cash tag.
Is that like a hashtag?
Is that the Square app?
I don't know. Is there something that we can give that'll let people send us money?
Yeah.
I want a cash tag, dude. What's our cash tag now?
My cash tag is the $ Colby Newman, I think.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay, yeah, Platano, yeah, you called it. You said Cash app.
$ Colby Newman. Send me money, guys.
Yeah, if you get any money, the promotion of this show, that's my money too.
But it's my Cash App. You don't have a Cash App.
My Cash App is Colby Sucks. Send some money to Cash App.
Don't do that.
Cash App.
Giving
Colby
it to
Sucks.
A random person, you dick.
There's no one that has Colby Sucks.
You don't know that.
I would rather.
If anything, it will send it to no one like that. No, duo
got,
check.
You
didn't
get
voted
that one time. I would honestly rather you send money to a random person named Colby Sucks than to this man right here who won't share with me. Okay. He spent the last 20 minutes of the show looking through Facebook memories.
Yep.
Well, I roasted his friends in life, and he didn't even notice.
My dogs, man. I wanted to see my dogs.
Yeah, not the dog you currently have.
Not that one.
Not that dog.
He lives with me, and he's an asshole.
I'll tell you that. All right, guys. Well, that's it. Thank you all so much for hanging out today. I appreciate you. Phoenix, it was good to meet you. Thank you for being here. Platano, it's always good to see you. Morris, thank you. Menace, who I think left already. He got tired of us. Makes sense.
Yeah, we stopped talking about politics. He's like, I'm out.
Yep. That's right. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for hanging out today. If you're new around here, we're the Seth and Colby Show. We do 2 episodes a week. One's at this time, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European, every Sunday. And then we do another show Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Gotta do the math. 2 a.m. Central European Time. And then afterwards, we play video games. All right? Appreciate you. Thank you all for being here. I'm going to put all the social media.
Morris is right there.
I said menace.
Oh.
You don't even know who I'm talking about.
I got you.
I'm going to put all the social media links in the chat. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, they're all Seth and Colby. We have a subreddit, it's also Seth and Colby. There's a Discord. If you're watching the video on demand, type !! Discord in the chat. Get a link. We also have on-demand stuff, twitch.tv/SethandColby. You listen on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. Go follow us on Twitch.
Do
all right, it's better. Better that way. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out today. We'll see you on Thursday.
Thanks.
Have a great one. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, everybody.